following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. In August, there were 49 single-A high school football teams that began a 10-game regular season gauntlet to determine which 32 squads would earn postseason contention and which 17 would fall by the wayside. Now, 3 months later, November has arrived, and with it, the opening round of the TSSAA playoffs. Tonight, that field will be cut in half with only 16 programs advancing on to the second-round action. The stakes are high as Ron Cox brings his 4-6 Sail Creek Panthers on the two-hour northward trek along Highway 111 into the heart of Bulldog country for the second straight season, looking to put an early end to what black and gold fans are hoping will be a magical playoff run for Bruce Lamb and 9-1 Clay County. This is winner goes on, loser goes home football as Sail Creek and Clay County meet for the sixth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
and budget pest control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the Clark West pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show as we get set for the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. We're up to you courtesy tonight by Eco Panels of Tennessee. For the sixth time this year and the first time this postseason, we're high atop Joe Neal Leach Stadium looking down at John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm going to try to stay composed after just honestly becoming a full-on fan during the Dogs' big region title win last week. Joining me soon will be our network producer, Rob Edwards. Joining me now is a man who I'm proud to be beside as we call our ninth Bulldog football playoff game together. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, don't ever be embarrassed about being a fan of Bulldog football. Appreciate that kind introduction. You know, it's November, and we're still calling football, you know, which means we're here for the first round of the playoffs. And as always, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you on another Football Friday night, especially since we're in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, tongue-tied already. Because this team, you know, they put together one of the best regular seasons ever to earn the right to host the postseason throughout.
They did. A 9-1 season, folks. I can go back to our 80-plus years of playing football, and they are in a select group. Of course, imagine themselves last year. You know, this squad last year, 9-1 regular season. To do it 2 years in a row, that's once-in-a-generation kind of stuff.
No doubt. You mentioned it, and I have to say it because it sounds so good, Daniel. The Dogs are region champs for the first time, and they earned it with that big win over Gordonsville. It doesn't get much better than it was last week.
No, one of those wins, we've seen a lot of them in basketball over the years, girls and boys, but a community win. Everybody involved, student section, cheerleaders, fans, just magical night here at John Peoples Field, the best ever here on this field to this point in its 20 years of existence.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it doesn't get any better than tonight either. We're right here in the heart of Bulldog country on John Peoples Field, and this Bulldog team knows a new season starts tonight. And I think they're here to take care of business against a pretty solid Sail Creek Panther team that made the trip north, Daniel.
They're not bad. I've watched film on them, 4-6 squad on the season. They're big. They don't have a lot of speed, but they're here because they earned the right to be here. They beat some teams along the way.
And for those who can't make it out to witness this game, we've got live video to go along with our normal audio. Again, this week, thanks to the sponsorship of Eco Panels of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith and his family, Daniel, the TWSWA charges a fee to live stream video of a playoff football game, and we wouldn't be able to do it without Eco Panels stepping up to provide this coverage. And what an operation they have out there in Hermitage Springs, where these insulated panels are handcrafted by people we all know right here in Clay County, including a few former Bulldog athletes.
Right. I know Gunnar Silk working out that way, a few other guys. I'm sure you know you had the privilege of touring the facility the other day, and no shortcuts taken out there. They do things right and produce a great product. If I ever had the good fortune to build a house, I know I'll be calling them to get that foundation.
And, of course, Eco Panels has been a longtime sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we always say, you can lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home with Eco Panels of Tennessee. But like you said, I stopped by this week to check it out and was really impressed after manager Joey Dyer showed me the walls and the roof panels. And you know, I got a firsthand look, Daniel, and the ingenuity and the craftsmanship going on out there in Hermitage Springs is just top-notch. But you can't get a better insulated, a stronger or easier to install wall through any other method, and people are finding that out quickly. But we can say it over and over, when you see it and you just understand it after that, and nothing can compare, because you've got a wall with better insulation that you can buy than any you can buy. Electrical conduit boxes are already installed, and the sheeting on both sides is already done before you even start a house.
Well, that's tremendous. It sounds a lot easier than the old process.
No doubt. So, folks, before you start a building project, stop by Eco Panels in Hermitage Springs the next time you go through there. Let Joey and the crew show you what they can do. and I promise you, you'll be impressed. And if you see Shane or any of the Smith family, tell them how much you appreciate them making this playoff coverage possible tonight.
And, hey, I just want to throw real quick just a big thank you to the Smith family, Shane and Sister April, and, of course, their dad, Doug. They have employed hundreds of Clay Countyans for over half a century right here, letting folks stay home, work local. Great folks.
They are. And there's another long list of great folks that we have here, and that's our other sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network who helped us get started. And they've kept us going, just like Eco Panels has. And we can't thank them enough. You know, Daniel, they're the backbone of the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen.
They do. Wouldn't be here without.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where it all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of it, and we want to encourage people to pick up a paper to follow up this broadcast. Up next, as we do in every broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's historic championship win over Gordonsville. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hollow Horizon. Daniel, that headline read, Region Champs, Clay County tops Gordonsville to earn the first region title and home field advantage. The story opened by saying when 29-year veteran football coach Bruce Lamb first considered taking the helm here at Clay County High School, one of the first questions he encountered was, could he beat Gordonsville? And it explained last Friday night, Lamb and his 2022 Bulldogs provided the answer in their regular season finale with a 27-20 epic victory over the Tigers. Not only did the win result in the school's first ever Region 4A championship, but it also secured Clay County home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The article talked about how Lamb considered the Gordonsville win as one of the biggest wins of all time for him personally, second only to the state title he won while coaching at neighboring Livingston Academy. It's such a positive thing for these young men to turn the corner, not only going through the rest of the year, but through the rest of these kids' lives, to know there's nothing they can't accomplish, Lamb said. Led by 9 seniors who were honored prior to kickoff with a senior night ceremony, Clay County went toe-to-toe with their arch nemesis in front of a record crowd filling Joe Neal Edge Stadium and spilling out onto the track wrapping around John Tables Field. The entire team was welcomed into the venue by former Bulldogs participating in a dog walk, where alumni lined both sides of the path leading from Russell Richardson Doghouse to offer current players encouragement as they headed to battle. What a scene it was. The story said the stage was set and the dogs stole the show, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does. While the performance kept fans on the edge of their seats throughout, the climax of the contest told the story. Down 7 points, Gordonsville began a methodical march to tie or win the game, much like they had done late in the fourth quarter of their two prior meetings where the Tigers beat Clay County 21-14. This time, the Dogs stopped Gordonsville on a 4th-and-1 at their own 12-yard line to seal the victory. Senior quarterback and linebacker Keaton Arms, who also threw four and ran for a touchdown in the game, stood his ground on the outside, shed a blocker, and dropped Gordonsville quarterback Matthew Albritton for a loss to turn the Tigers over on downs with just over a minute to play. Prior to Arms stuffing Gordonsville, Clay County rallied from a 20-19 deficit created by a long touchdown run by Albritton to open the final frame. Senior Jimmy Burchett set the Dogs up with a nice kickoff return before sophomore Nate Adams found the speedy wideout for a 41-yard gain with a nice throw off a jet sweep pass to advance his team down to the 12-yard line. From there, Arms banged ahead for a yard, and senior All-State utility man Alec Kerr scored his second touchdown of the night by rushing 11 yards to pay dirt. Arms then powered in the 2-point conversion to account for what turned out to be the final margin. Senior Levi Garrett set the tone for the Dog defense with a team-high 8 tackles despite injuring his shoulder in the first half, while his classmates Ricardo McElroy, Hunter Kyle, and John Hamilton also made big plays on that side of the ball. Besides holding Gordonsville in check for the most part, the Clay County defense also produced points as Adams took a pick-six interception 20 yards to the house in the third quarter to swing momentum. The Dogs were trailing 14-12 coming out of intermission when Adams' score and a Garrett extra point surged Clay County back ahead 19-14. In the first half, Gordonsville struck first with a 66-yard touchdown pass from Albritton to Kyle Adams before an Arms quarterback sneak behind the push of senior center Stone Lynn capped a Clay County response, which was bolstered by a 41-yard screen pass senior Joseph Markham carried down to the 1-yard line. The Bulldog 2-point conversion failed, and the Tigers held a 7-6 advantage heading into the second quarter. There, both offenses slowed to a crawl before Arms found Kerr for a 15-yard touchdown with just under 4 minutes left in the half to make it 12-7 in Bulldog favor. But Gordonsville responded with another Albritton to Adams score to carry the 2-point lead into the break. Clay County returned to the field with a sense of urgency after being down at the half as Burchett turned the Tigers back deep in Bulldog territory with an interception on their opening possession prior to Adams' pick six and Kerr's winning score. That set up the final tally of Clay County 27, Gordonsville 20.
What an epic victory for the Dogs, and they beat Gordonsville by posting a total of 262 yards on 46 offensive plays, including 30 rushes for 94 yards, and 171 yards through the air on 9 of 17 passing. Arms went 8 for 16 for 130 yards of the touchdown, while Adams completed the ball to Burchett for 41 yards. Burchett was the leading receiver with 6 catches for 105, while Kerr had 2 receptions for 25 and a touchdown, and Markham caught 1 ball for 41. Markham was also the leading rusher with 47 yards on 13 carries, Arms carried 14 times for 32 yards in a 2-point conversion, and Kerr had 15 yards and a touchdown on 3 totes. Garrett led the Dog defense with 8 tackles and a tackle for loss, while Kerr had 7, 1 for loss, and McElroy recorded 6, 1 for loss. Burchett had the interception, and he made 4 stops. Markham had 3. Juniors Weston Burble and Ben Maxfield had 2 apiece. Arms, who had a tackle for loss, Hamilton, and Kyle, who both had sacks, and Adams, who had the pick six, all made 1 tackle each. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, and we'll be right back for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Panthers, playoff style, on audio and video, thanks to Eco Panels of Tennessee, here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit ClayCountyFarmSupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those with
Welcome back to first-round playoff action on the CarQuest pregame show, being provided to you by Ego Panels of Tennessee. Time now for about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs now for the sixth consecutive season and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. The Bulldogs' first-round wins are as follows: 1985 over Friendship Christian, 1987 over Watertown, 1989 over Trousdale County, 90, 91, and 97 against Friendship Christian, 2019 against Sail Creek, 2020 against Copper Basin, and 2021 against Sail Creek. Clay County's overall playoff record is 11-24, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Sail Creek Panthers have made trips to the postseason in 5 years, including tonight, with each of those coming consecutively in the past 5 seasons. The Panthers have yet to achieve a playoff victory, giving them an 0-5 postseason record. The Bulldogs and Panthers are meeting for the sixth time tonight. No, I guess maybe that's right. The fifth. I don't think I updated that.
I think that's right. Sixth time tonight.
So the previous 5 games all went in favor of the black and gold Bulldogs. Series stat leaders from this, we'll start off with rushing. Jared Markham, he's the man there. Most yards on the ground against the Panthers, 160 back in 2017. His little brother, Joseph Markham, a senior out here tonight, he's got the mark for rushing touchdowns in the game against Sail Creek, where he had 3 last year. And then the longest touchdown run, a memorable one in Finley Stadium in Chattanooga, Jared Markham, a 90-yarder in 2018.
Passing yardage leader, 2017, Jake Ashlock, 163. And then passing touchdown leader, Ashlock did it twice. He had 3 in 18 and 17 against the Panthers. And the receiving yardage leader, Jimmy Burchett, last season, 112 yards.
He also hauled in 2 touchdown catches in that contest, did Jimmy Burchett, to lead the area there. Tackle leader, a modern-day tackle leader overall, Dylan Maxfield, he recorded 19 stops in 2017 against Sail Creek. And the interception leader, no real surprise here, young Nate Adams, last year as a freshman, he had 2 interceptions against Sail Creek. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with more.
We serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and first round TWSAA playoff coverage courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. All season long, we've had a blast here talking about teams who are celebrating either lustral or decadal anniversaries. Tonight, we want to share where our current dogs sit among the all-time Bulldog football leaders in some different categories, because Thomas, it's plain and simple. These current 2022 Bulldogs are some of the greatest Bulldogs of all time. And these stats are going to show some of that. We're going to start off looking at single season rushing yardage. Joseph. Oh, man, I didn't even update his. It's got him at 1,000. He had, what, 30? What did he have last week?
Had to be over there.
He had 39 last week, 13 carries for 39, I think.
I think it was more than that, but anyway.
So he sets eighth all-time. He's going to get a few guys tonight. Gary Davis sets seventh with 1,091. Brother Jared Markham has set sixth with 1,095. Then you move into guys like Trey Richardson, Billy Smith, Gary Davis, Crank Hull, and then the single-season leader, Gary Davis, 1,644 yards, the single-season mark. So, honestly, Joseph could end up the single-season rushing leader, depending on how deep the dog's going to the playoffs and how many packs of that football that he gets. So I look for him to have a big night tonight. So career rushing yardage.
There's no doubt he's going to get into the top five.
Oh, yeah, he'll do that tonight.
Yeah.
Should do that tonight. Career rushing yardage, Joseph got 2,216. That puts him sixth all-time behind Craig Ogletree in fifth, Jared Markham in fourth, Trey Richardson in third, Crank Hull in second, and, of course, Gary Davis in first. Davis, 4,274 career rushing yards. So Markham not going to catch up to that, of course. But I looked at their averages on their careers the other day. Very similar are the averages over their entire careers of Crank Hull, Gary Davis, and Joseph Markham. He's right on point with them.
He is, and, of course, not near as many carries as those guys.
About half of them.
Yeah, right, in his career. We'll move on to season rushing touchdowns. Markham is currently ranked fourth with 18 this year. That is behind Gary Davis's 19 in third place, his second place of 20, and then Jimmy Crank Hull. He leads that category, Daniel. Season rushing touchdowns, he had 28. We don't have the year. Yeah, we do. 1985.
A 14-game season.
Right.
So definitely, average two touchdowns a game. In some games he had five on the ground.
And then let's go to career rushing touchdowns. Joseph Markham currently sitting in third behind Gary Davis's 50 and Jimmy Crankhole's 54. He could get close to that, too, depending on how many carries he's got.
Yeah, it depends on the depth of the run here in the postseason. Single-season receiving yardage, Jimmy Burchett right now sitting 12th on the list. He's got 511 yards this season. A lot of great dog receivers. He's trailing there. He's going to knock off a few tonight. I don't think Jimmy will be able to catch the leader there, though. Wyatt Mabry had 1,006 receiving yards in 2015. Of course, Wyatt was the go-to target. Burchett, of course, has to share being targeted with Kerr, John Hamilton, Nate Adams, some other guys.
Yeah, and then you see sitting there in seventh, Daniel, you just don't have it highlighted.
Right.
Alec Kerr is was 676, just above Burchett. So both of those guys making a run at the record.
Well, Kerr's was last year.
Oh, okay, my bad.
That was Kerr's total from last year. Career receiving yardage, now here's where these guys really show up. Alec Kerr sits second all-time in career receiving yardage with 1,583. Jimmy Burchett sits fourth all-time with 1,231. Jimmy Burchett needs 2 receiving yards tonight to pass his Uncle Brian for third place all-time in receiving yardage. Got a pretty good feeling he's going to do it.
Yeah, I see that happening. These guys, they're not going to reach Wyatt Mabry with 2,500, I don't think. They're going to be sitting there second and third.
But once again, Mabry essentially
exactly.
The only target. Add up Kerr's 1583 and Jimmy's 1231. They've got around that 2,800 between them. So with those guys splitting catches, pretty amazing.
Season receiving touchdowns. Two guys on this list, and guess who? Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. Burchett tied for 11th with 6 receiving touchdowns this season. Kerr tied for 4th with 8. They trail the top 3, which is Brian Burchett and John Carlisle. Both had 9. Burchett in 89, Carlisle in 87. They're tied for 2nd. And then the great Greg Craig, he leads. In 1974, he had 10 receiving touchdowns. Career receiving touchdowns. Again, we talked about career receiving yardage. Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett. They're in the top 5. Burchett tied for 4th with B.J. Emerton with 14 receiving touchdowns. Alec Kerr has 21 receiving touchdowns. And Daniel, he only lacks one to become the greatest of all time when it comes to career receiving touchdowns. He trails Wyatt Mabry by 1. He's got 22. And then right there in the middle, Jimmy Burchett's got another shot at his uncle. He can rise with 3 more to catch Brian Burchett, Hall of Famer Brian Burchett with 17, and move into third place.
Career interceptions. We've got 4 current players during their careers that are threatening here. Now, the leader all time is Brian Burchett. He had 27 interceptions in his career. Thomas, you're sitting here tied for 2nd all time with Al McLaren from the early 80s. You guys both had 14 each, but Jimmy Burchett tied for 6th all-time with 11 interceptions. Nate Adams, only a sophomore, he also is tied for 6th all-time with 11 interceptions. Alec Kerr tied for 10th. He has 9 on his career. And Joseph Markham sitting down there in 13th place with his 8. So Jimmy Burchett, he could move on up in the ranks, but Nate Adams, the one here who could really rewrite the interception records at not only Clay County High School, but in the entirety of Bulldog football. Thomas,
yeah, you look at Brian Burchett there. I mean, he's got us doubled up at this point. He was unbelievable when the ball was in the air, just the instincts that he had. But I have a feeling me and Al, we're dropping down this list pretty quick.
Well, that could be, and we're going to point it out one more time. Nate Adams, the nephew of Brian Burchett, so it definitely runs in the family when it comes to interceptions.
Right.
2 categories left. Both of them deal with passing.
Career passing touchdown leader, the great Stephen Arms. He's got 46. He's in first. Second place is Jake Ashlock with 39. And then here's the man, the sophomore you're talking about. Tied for 3rd already in career passing touchdowns. That's Nate Adams. He's tied with our late Uncle Bill with 26 career passing touchdowns. And then down the list there, not far behind, Keaton Arms. He missed most of the season last year as a junior. He's got 20 career passing touchdowns, and he's in a tie for 7th. I got to mention this name, little brother John. He also had 20 in his career.
And honestly, John's is incomplete. John might have a few more than that. I just don't have documentation on all of them. So we may be shorting John a little bit. But the final one, career passing yards, our current ones, Thomas, Nate Adams and Keaton Arms, they sit 7th and 8th all time. Nate with 2,002 yards passing, Keaton with 1,856. Now, they're just in front of yourself and Brother John in 10th and 9th. But, you know, Keaton, he's about 500 yards behind Seth Mackey, who sits in 6th place on the list. 5th place all-time, Alex McLaren, right at 2,400 yards. Uncle Bill sits 4th with a little over 2,400. Chase Stevens, this, again, a number that I think is a little bit incomplete. He had 3,027 yards passing in his career. Jake Ashlock sits 2nd, 3,175. And then the GOAT from the quarterback spot, Stephen Arms, 3,858 yards in his career, which also was injury-shortened his junior year when he was setting the woods on fire. But Thomas, particularly looking at young Nate here as a sophomore,
wow,
once Keaton graduates and Nate takes over junior and senior year, depending on the receiving corps that he has to throw to, he could end up climbing way up this list.
Yeah, I think the GOAT better look out with 2 years left of young Nate Adams under center. But just a great list to see these names, you know, Uncle Bill and company, and, you know, little brother and I are very honored to be in the top 10 with them.
Yeah, you guys were great, no doubt about it. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss these outstanding players. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, hosting Sale Creek for the first round of the playoffs, where the region champion Dogs will look to improve to 10-1 and advance to the second round. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson for this playoff edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach Lamb, it's good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Coach D, appreciate you sitting down with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Finally talked him into it, didn't we, Coach?
Yeah, it took me a while, but I finally got him in here.
Coach, there's no other way to start this one except for what a win. Epic, historic. We can use all the adjectives on this one. Can you put into words how huge that win over Gordonville was last Friday night?
Well, you know, just to get over the mindset of where we were and the kids just get over the hump, I think that was huge for them. And I think the thing that they don't realize is the state championship goes through Clay County, and you have to come here to get to the state championship. So that was a huge win in many ways. You know, those kids just, they played their hearts out, and I love to see it. I love to see what they did on the field, and just, they never quit. And that was just amazing to watch, and watch these guys, Coach D and Coach Maynard, and those are my other coaches, how they got out there, and the game plan they had put in, and just watch the kids execute it. It was awesome.
Coach Dickerson, you've been coached a lot of football, just like Coach Lamb. Same question for you. Where does that one rank in your career, and how long you been doing it?
Well, I think I told Coach Lamb after the game that that's probably the biggest victory I've ever been associated with, and I say that because, you know, those seniors were, six of them were starting as freshmen.
Right.
And they were in this same position their freshman year when we were at Monterey in the monsoon, had opportunities to win it. They just weren't experienced enough at the time. And then you go to last year, same situation. Go to Gorns, will have opportunities to win the region championship. Just didn't make the plays to do it. And then to see them come in this year, and when it really counted, those guys stepped up and made plays to win. And I was as proud for this group as I have been any group I've ever been a part of, just because I got to see them come from what they were and then become region champions.
Coach Lamb, you talked about the state championship. Well, you've been a part of one of those.
Yes, sir.
You've been a part of multiple region titles. But for the newspaper, you told me that maybe only second to the state championship, that this was also, like Coach Dickerson, one of the greatest games you've been a part of.
Absolutely. You know, the state championship, it's hard to take that away. It was just, you know, we could go from a team that was 5-5 and, you know, finished fourth in their region and just got on a run and, you know, won the state championship. It was just an incredible situation that we were fortunate enough to do. But, you know, as far as this one right here, you know, and you could see in those kids' eyes the want to, the desire, and the things that just to get where they are right now. Everything just fell into place. And, you know, it's behind that state championship, this is right up there with it. Yes, sir.
And it all started with those seniors that Coach Dickerson listed, you know, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, Levi Garrett, John Hamilton, Alec Kerr, Hunter Kyle, Stone Lynn, Joseph Markham, and Ricardo McElroy. Best nine we've seen here in a long, long time. Coach D, you're very familiar with them. How special is that group?
Well, I can tell you this. I've never been on a team where you had that many playmakers in one class. You know, usually you count on them, maybe a sophomore or two or three juniors, three or four seniors. Those guys have been playmakers minus one or two since they were freshmen. I will say, you know, Ricardo, I'm super proud of the year he had. Every time I talk to an opposing coach, they'll say, well, who's that nose guard? You know, what year is he? And I tell them, you know, this is it. He's a senior, first-year starter, hard-nosed kid. Hunter Kyle, same way, two-year starter, just a hard-nosed kid. Those guys aren't going to awe you by the way they look or whatever, but they just make plays. And then, you know, the rest of that group's been making plays for 4 years. super proud of that senior class.
And, Coach, the game lived up to the billing. You know, everybody expected a tight one, a battle back and forth throughout. We know about the offensive plays. We also talked about this for the paper. Coach Dickerson's defense won that game.
Phenomenal. And just, you know, I watched him all week long and just see the struggle that he was going through, just trying to get our kids put in the right spots at the right time. And he did a great job. I mean, I can't say enough about him, Coach Maynard, Coach Ledbetter, Coach Cates, even Coach Arms. You know, they all put the time in and have worked their tails off to get where we are and do this for these kids. And, you know, they did a phenomenal job.
And Coach D, unfortunately, it kind of looked like it was could turn out just like it had the past couple years, those games you mentioned. Gordonsville had the ball. They were driving to either take the lead or tie the game.
Yeah.
How did this team have the gumption to step up and stop it this time?
Well, to me, it's like I said earlier. It's guys that have been in positions before, and this time they made plays. I've said it for, I don't know, 7 or 8 weeks now. Coach Lamb's heard me say it several times. You know, plays don't make players. Players make plays. And Keaton Arms on that 4th-and-1 steps down there and makes a big-time stop. You know, that's one of those that you talk about for years to come. And, you know, took on a blocker, got around him, wrapped the quarterback up, and then, you know, one thing that our defense takes pride in is getting people to the ball, and then everybody just runs to the ball and finishes it off. And same play that they had run down the field, had big runs on. I didn't change anything. We just happened to make the play when it counted.
Coach, none bigger than keeping our 4th-down stop to basically seal the victory. But like you said, there was play after play after play by every guy that stepped on the field. Why did those guys just know we had to have them?
You know, he says we got the players. You know, players make plays. And, you know, Keaton Arms, great play. And we didn't mention that he's getting tackled pretty much by the tackle right there. You know, and he still made the play. And just the will, the heart of these kids, it's amazing. And, you know, and we've not mentioned Nate Adams. What a great play he made over there with the pick six. And just what an intelligent young man. And the kid comes out to block him. He swims the block. You know, he goes by him, dodges the block, gets up, makes a great pick. And, you know, and you can just see the kids, you know, we were a little down. And, you know, just wondering, hey, is this going to happen again? You know, things that's happened over the past years. And he makes that play and just, I mean, everything changes. The whole game changes. And, you know, that's, you know, you can go down the list, you know, especially with those 9 seniors, but you can just have each one of them makes big plays. And that's why this team is 9-1 right now.
And a lot of firsts that night, Coach Lamb. You know, first region title, first time for the dog walk, first time we've seen a crowd like that, first time we've had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, on and on and on. Talk about that dog walk and a few things like that.
Oh,
could it have been any better? The atmosphere here was exactly what we needed, wouldn't you say?
I get chills. I get chills thinking about the dog walk. And when I walked out, and, you know, I walked to the side because I wanted those boys to experience that, and I wanted to watch. And that was absolutely incredible. I mean, it gives me chills, gives me tears thinking about it because those guys – come over here to support those guys, and what a tradition, you know, that they have here. And I was so excited to see that. And I know the kids were fired up after that. And I didn't, when I'm on the sideline, I don't hear a lot of things. I don't hear the crowd or anything, but I went back and watched some video of when the game was over with, or we got to stop on 4th-and-1 and listening to the crowd. Oh my gosh. It was so loud. It was awesome. You know, I don't hear things like that.
Sure.
And it's great to hear that, the support of everybody. And I know these kids appreciate it. They deserve it. they deserve it, you know, because they play for Clay County. And they are, but we talk about that a lot, about the past players and the people who are listening on the radio and the people who, you know, show up or, you know, I've told this, I don't want to talk too long, but, you know, my daughter was in Arkansas a few weeks ago, and she was listening to you guys on the radio, and she's there with her boyfriend's family, and I've never met them before, but I forgot what game it was, but we had a big play, and they all went crazy. She said they was all screaming and hollering, and you know, just that excitement from you guys and from the people in the stands, you can't beat it. Can't beat it.
We appreciate it. Coach Lamb's first year here. Coach D, you've seen a few atmospheres, a few crowds here at John Teeples Field. Where does that one rank?
Oh, that's tops. To see the student section when the game's over,
absolutely,
rush the field.
Absolutely.
I've never seen that, you know, and we've had some big games here. That excitement went through the whole student body. Kids that I didn't even think cared about sports was here celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just a credit to the senior class. And we hope that it, you know, lays the foundation for it to be that way in the future. Clay County's got a bright future. We just got to keep on keeping on.
And we need all of that again tonight, guys.
Absolutely.
As you welcome Sail Creek in here for the first round of the playoffs, you know, everybody expects that we're a big favorite in this one, but now Sail Creek's going to pose some challenges. Coach, what are they?
They're big. Hey, they're big. They're not a tiny team. They're going to come out and you know, I don't know how they've been. Never played them before. Don't know a whole lot about them, but I watched them on film, and they're big, and the things they do can cause a lot of problems, both sides of the ball. So, you know, and, you know, like I said earlier, I know a team back in 2005 that was a number four seed and got on a roll.
Right.
So we can't overlook anybody. We got to come out and we got to play and be focused and execute a game plan. And, you know, they're not driving all the way up here to lay down and lose. So we better be ready.
Coach D, you are familiar with the Panthers. We played them last year in the first round. We've met them a couple times prior to that. Like Coach Lamb says, they're always big. They always have a couple athletes. What do we have to do defensively to slow them down?
Well, different than years past, they really focus on an inside run game, and they've got a couple of really big running backs to go behind those linemen. And so, you know, we really have to make them run sideways. I feel like we're a more athletic team. We got to try to make them run sideways, get a lot of people to the ball, tackle the ball. I don't think they're as good a passing team as they were last year. I had a really good quarterback last year. So if we can get them in passing situations, then I feel like that plays into our hands and our strengths. And if we can do that, you know, then the offense take over and score points. Hopefully a lot of them.
I hear you. Coach, got to mention this too, you know, huge high last week. It was all about winning that region title, all about that Gordonsville game. Are you worried at all maybe about a letdown here?
Absolutely. You're always worried about letdown, especially when you go in as a big-time favorite. But, you know, as we discussed, there's 192 teams in the playoffs right now from Class 1 to Class 6 through those, and there's only going to be six teams that's going to be smiling at the very end. And, you know, we want to be one of those. And to get to that point, we got to take care of business. And hopefully we will tonight.
Coach D, enjoyed it. Appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thomas, thank you, Coach Lynn.
Thank you, buddy.
See
appreciate
you all next
you.
Week.
Yes, sir.
And good luck tonight.
This is Ben Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, bringing to you TWSAA coverage of the first round of the playoffs, courtesy Eco Panels of Tennessee. And it's time now for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton.
All right, fellas, Jackson County finished their season 2-8. lost to Stratford last week, 28-19. They are finished, as I said. Clinton, Kentucky finished at 0-10 for 47-14, lost to Paris, Kentucky. Cornersville finished their season 2 weeks ago. Joe Burns, 3-7 currently, after a 20-12 loss to Sycamore. They are at Whitwell tonight for a first-round playoff game, a 2-3. Westmoreland Eagles, 6-4, after a 49-14 thrashing of Harpeth. They host Meigs County, first round of the playoffs. Red Bowling Springs, 4-6, after a 47-13 win over Sunbright. They are at South Pitt to face the Pirates tonight. Scott High, 0-10, finished their season with a 56-13 loss to Anderson County. Grundy County, 1-9, after that 28-20 win over Community. They are at Sweetwater to take on the 8-2 Wildcats tonight. York Institute, 6-4, shut out Rockwood, 32-0. They host Cumberland Gap Panthers tonight, 2-8. Gordonsville, 7-3, after losing to Clay County last week, 27-20. They host the Lookout Valley Yellow Jackets, 5-5. This is Lookout Valley's record tonight, also a 2-3 game. In the pick'ems,
you know,
I don't have much to say
well,
about
we don't.
That.
We're over here working, but I do have this to say. You know, you usually list overall record of Clay County's opponents, which is not that great. But did you go down and list six playoff teams? So six out of ten of Clay County's opponents are in the playoffs this year. So, you know, that helps strengthen the schedule, doesn't it, Daniel?
No doubt. All right, let's pick a few guys. The Joe Burns Whitwell. Joe Burns 3-7. At Whitwell, who's 8-2.
Go with
last year had the same matchup, 28-6 Joe Burns.
I'll go with the record. I think Joe Burns is probably going to go put up a great fight, but I'm going to pick Whitwell at home.
Region 4A, guys, this is a tough region. We saw Joe Burns take Gordonsville to the wire. They gave us a little trouble to start here. Red Devils on the road.
I agree with you, Thomas. I just think Joe Burns is too well coached. They're gonna win this one tonight.
We'll be right back after that.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Carquest pregame show in first round playoff action, courtesy of Eagle Panels of Tennessee. We were in the middle of our pick'ems, just got done picking Joe Burns Whitwell. Coach, what else you got?
Well, we got Meigs County Tigers, 7-3, going to Westmoreland tonight to take on the Eagles, 6-4.
Tough place to play. Eagles hold home court.
I think it'll be an outstanding game, but we've seen Westmoreland. We know how nasty they are. I'm picking the home team.
Yeah, I want to go against you guys, but I just can't. I think the Eagles are just a little bit better. DeKalb County, those Tigers, and there's a Tiger in every game that we're picking tonight except for one. The DeKalb County Tigers, 6-4, travel to East Hamilton. Take on the Hurricanes for 7-3.
I think the region that DeKalb plays in has prepared them to go on the road and win. I'll take DeKalb.
I agree with Daniel.
I'm going to East Hamilton.
Good team. Good pick.
They are a good team. I think a one-point separation in power ranking.
I'm going to go East Hamilton. Macon County Tigers, 8-2, travel to Red Bank, also 8-2. The Red Bank has two losses, one to Fayetteville, one to East Hamilton.
And after tonight, that's all the only two they're going to have. Red Bank takes care of Macon County at home.
A lot of sickness going on in Macon County right now. That team left Lafayette last night, and if I'm not mistaken, spent the night out of town on the road. I think that might throw them off, but I'll probably lose this, but I'll go Macon.
Yeah, I'm with Tom. I'm going to go with Red Bank. I just think they're athletes a little more. They played last year in the second round, and I think it was a 42-14 game. Of course, that's last year. Chattanooga Central, the Purple Pounders, one of our favorite mascots here, 6-4. Upperman, the Bees, 8-2.
Yeah, I thought the wheels had fed off the wagon at Upperman this year, and then I turned around and looked, they's 8-2, and they lost the two outstanding football teams, so I think I'll go Upperman.
All right. This has been Hallie Fair from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Daniel.
Going to do the keys to the game now, brought to us by Westmore Management. Thomas, what about it? How do the Dogs advance?
Well, obviously tonight we need to see what we have seen and continue to put up points early and often as to not leave any doubt in this one, and I think that's what you're going to see. Defensively, we're a little bit banged up at a position or two. Levi Garrett, Ben Maxfield being held out, but this is the perfect time to do it because bottom line, Sell Creek cannot move the football on this Clay County team. Overall, to me, the biggest thing is to keep up the intensity. Even when you know you're supposed to win, and these Dogs are big favorites tonight, you know, it'd be easy to fall off after that emotional win last week. We know about this Clay County team's. They're always intense, and they prove time after time they don't play down to the competition. Tonight is the first step towards their mission, and that means Sell Creek better look out.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. What about a full coverage final word that's brought to us from a Coach Edwards by Strong and Strong Insurance Coach? Right now, time to get this big elimination contest on. What have you got?
Getting ready to kick off here, Daniel. Better ingredients are going to equal the win. We've got the better ingredients tonight. We'll just keep it simple.
That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Strong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Clay County, the home team, wearing their silver jerseys tonight, gold numerals on them, trimmed in black. They wear black helmets. Levi Garrett puts his foot to it. Dogs kick off left to right to start this opening quarter play, fielded by a Panther at the 20. That's a decent return. Then brought down. Tackler on the play, number 21, Leighton Brown, recording the stop. Go ahead and bring you the State Farm defensive starters, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Nose guard, senior Ricardo McElroy. Tackles, seniors John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backers tonight, senior Keaton Arms and sophomore Worm Smith getting his first start. Outside backers, senior Joseph Markham and junior Weston Burville. The defensive backs, the brothers, sophomore Nate Adams, freshman Nolan Adams, also getting his first start. And the safeties, a pair of seniors, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. Sell Creek taking over here from their own 32-yard line. A 68-yard field in front of them, and it's going to be Weston Birdwell recording the stop, short gain. Second round eight after this. Those defensive starting lineups were brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more.
Birdwell moving out of the secondary up to that outside linebacker position. He's off to a good start tonight. Daniel, he's got some experience there. Expect him to play well.
Played there all last season, did Weston Birdwell. He moved to defensive back this year's played well there, but due to the injury of Levi Garrett and Ben Maxfield, the defense has been shuffled by Coach Lamb and Coach Dickerson. Second and 10, no gain for Sell Creek. 5-yard penalty is going to back them up 5. Let's quickly turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. What a treat it is tonight. Current temperature 70 degrees. By game's end, only 67. Unseasonably warm here in November. 47% humidity. No precipitation. We do have a wind advisory out, though, currently. A 5-mile-per-hour wind blowing out of the south. This has been the Weather Report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Sell Creek with it, 2nd and 15 after the penalty. Running back at either hip of the quarterback Escobar, who's in the gun. Hand off to the right side bag, has a nice game. Going to be brought down by a host of dogs, but folks, he picks up 7 to 8 yards as the Panthers drive right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Yeah, and defense coordinator Mike Dickerson talked about how the Panthers have turned into a downhill running team. And if you see the size of Escobar, I think you said was the tailback?
Quarterback, Escobar.
Quarterback, I'm sorry. But anyway, the ball carry on that play, a good-sized young man.
Sophomore quarterback Kyrie Escobar. I watched some film this week on Sail Creek in South Pittsburgh. Let me tell you, first two drives of the game, Sail Creek marched it right down the field, first down after first down against the Pirates and scored. They led to start that game. Third and about 6. Sail Creek wanted to go to the air. Escobar rolls to the right. He's going to run. Gets close to the sticks. Tackle's going to be made. Ooh. He got swallowed up in traffic. John Hamilton maybe out there?
I think it was Hamilton, Daniel, on the outside. He kind of set it down from that tackle position and went horizontal and made a good stop. It's going to bring up third and very short. May see a measurement here.
Official timeout taken for the measurement. It's going to be fourth and short or first down, depending on the measurement. Fourth play of this drive will be coming. 9:59 mark of the first quarter here, 0-0 the score. Sail Creek received an opening kickoff and trying to convert here on their first possession. Not as big a crowd here tonight as we had last week for the big Region 4A championship game, but still a pretty good contingency here on hand to witness this first down action. As we mentioned several times during the CarQuest pregame show, the live video stream tonight being brought to you courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. TWSWA charges a pretty hefty fee to stream these playoff games, and Eco Panel stepped up, volunteered to take care of that, so folks at home who couldn't make it out would be able to not only hear but see the action tonight. It'll be fourth and short. The ball is placed on the Panthers' side of the field around the 42. So Sail Creek on the road could choose to go for it here. I think I would if I were head coach Ron Cox. It's fourth and a couple inches. Go under center, run a quarterback sneak, see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see here, Daniel, and you're going to see Clay County sell out up the middle. Nobody back, one-on-one coverage on the outside, young Nolan Adams on this side, and then I assume we've got not sure who on the far side.
Nate playing that other corner.
And
quarterback
goes
under center. Thomas, you're right. It's not going to happen for Sail Creek. I like the play call. Unfortunately, if you're a Panther fan, it did not work.
I think that was the senior Hunter Kyle underneath Daniel with first contact. And then, I don't know, a whole bunch of gray and gold on top.
It's been such a pleasure to watch this defense over the last several seasons. So difficult, though, to identify tacklers. They do such a great job of gang tackling. Numerous times I've talked to my son Fletcher and other young football players. So go watch that high school defense and watch how they gang tackle. That's what you've got to do. And I've never seen defenses do better than Coach Dickerson's at that task. We're going to measure this again, Thomas. Perhaps forward progress could move the sticks. Depends on the spot.
It may be the second effort of Escobar there.
Going to be short. Couple inches. Thomas, you called it right the first time. It was worth measuring, about 6 inches short, maybe less. So Clay County going to take over offensively for the first time tonight, 9:42 mark of this first quarter, 0-0 the score. The ball's going to be sitting at the Panther 42-yard line. So a short 42-yard field in front of senior quarterback Keaton R., senior tailback Joseph Markham, senior wideout Alex Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, this senior heavy team, 9-1 on the regular season, trying to enter this postseason and have a magical run. It all starts right now offensively for the Dogs. Jimmy Burchett splits right with Nate Adams. Markham at the right hip of arms, who's in the gun. Keaton with it, gives to Kerr. Kerr on right side, 40, 35, 30. Kerr, 20, 10. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Allie Kerr. Coach, that looked awful easy.
Well, better ingredients, Daniel. Better ingredients.
Yeah, I agree. And what a great job by the offensive line up front. Even the wide receivers on the edge basically sealed the corner, got a push. When you get Allen Kerr in the open field, Daniel, we know what he does with the football. Puts it in the end zone.
Muddle huddle set for the Dogs. Hamilton split to the right. Burchett the long snapper. Adams the quarterback. Kurt his right hip. Going to shift out of it. Kick the extra point. Levi Garrett out to kick. That is all he's going to do tonight is kick off and kick extra points. Partially dislocated his shoulder, separated his shoulder last week. Not up to full strength. What is up to full strength, though, is that right foot of his as he bangs it through. Clay County 7, Sail Creek none, 9:29 mark, first quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Salina for playoff football, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And here's your dog drive summary, brought to you also by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 42-yard drive on one play, and that came behind the legs of Alec Kerr. He took it 42 yards to the house. Levi Garrett added the point after, and Clay County leads 7-0 with 9:29 left here in the first quarter. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Garrett waiting for the whistle. Here he comes. Puts the foot to it. End over end kick. Short one. Mishandled by the Panthers. Now it's picked up. Panther heads to the right. Not much room there. Initial hit coming from Weston Birdwell. I don't think the Panther return man ever kept his feet after Burble's initial contact, so credit Weston with the stop. Sill Creek taking over for the second time tonight. The first possession they had yielded a turnover on downs. Coming up only a few inches short on that opening drive. Panthers take over at their own 32. Same spot their last possession started, a 68-yard field in front of them. 9:23 on this opening quarter clock. Clay County leading it 7-0. Escobar in the gun, running back to either side. Two wide right, one left. Fake to the first back, give to the second. He's brought down. Little to no gain.
Ricardo McElroy in the bottom there, I think, Daniel. He had help, though.
Hunter Kyle helping him. The seniors, they both played so great on this defensive front this year. No gain. Keaton Arms. Arms on the stop. Coach Edwards said he had a clear view. So McElroy and Kyle involved, but Arms, the primary. I don't know that the play's going to stand. Play doesn't stand. There was a penalty against Sail Creek. Offensive infraction prior to snap, I suppose. I assume a false start. Or lined up in the neutral zone. Escobar, the quarterback, a back to either hip, two wide right, one left. Ball's been retreated to the Sail Creek 27, a 73-yard field now to drive for the Panthers. Escobar rolls to his left, dumps off, passes caught by number 24, Nick Hall, a senior wide receiver. Tackle made by?
Joseph Markham. Hall probably wouldn't have been better off to let that one lay as he picked up about 6 inches. And took the punishment. Oh, I'm sorry. It picked up about 6 yards.
Yeah, after that penalty, it's second and nine now after being first and 15. Yeah, that penalty costly, though. You know, Sail Creek would be in a second four right now, but instead a second and nine. Panthers like running the football. As I mentioned, they watched a couple films on them. Watched them play South Pitt. Watched them play Lookout Valley. They do a good job of running. But we know this Clay County defense is stiff. We only allow 8 points a game on the season. Escobar, play action pass, releases in the flat. It's caught. Tackle made short of the sticks. Alec Kerr on the stop. Missed the number on that wide receiver. I believe it was number 9, sophomore Evan Higgins for the Panthers.
You know, nice play by Escobar right there. Had pressure at his back and front. Markham just a free runner at the quarterback. He flushed to the right, Daniel, and got the ball out quick to set up a third and short here after they went backwards on their first play.
Third and long two, ball at the Panther 40, 10 yards from midfield. Escobar in the gun, two wide outs left, gives off to the big back. Going to have the first down. Ball carrier was number 9, I think. I'm going to watch. I like to try to identify our opponent players the best I can. I do think it was number 9, Evan Higgins, a sophomore.
Martin.
So the sticks move for Sail Creek. Fourth play of this drive coming, and the Panthers have their first down of the contest. Ball at the Sail Creek 45-yard line, 5 yards from midfield, and 55 yards from the Bulldog end zone.
Mark them on that stop right there, Daniel, just a little short to allow the Panthers to pick up the first down.
6:55 and ticking, first quarter, Clay County 7, Sail Creek none. They're driving to try to tie. Play action pass, swing pass is dropped. It was Higgins on the flyer pass. Good ball by Escobar, good play call. Another one of those times, though, Thomas, had Higgins held on, Markham, along with Burchett there to hit him, caught it.
Yeah, that play wasn't going anywhere, and he knew it, and I think that's why you saw him not squeeze that one, Daniel.
Fifth play of the Panther drive coming. Sail Creek playing slowly, as would I if I were going against this dog team. Clay County scoring 43.3 points a game. This offense has not been shut out in 10 games so far. The Clay County offense has not. However, defensively, as I mentioned, we give up 8 three times. We've shut out our opponents. Same play called up. Swing pass caught this time. Tackle made by Jimmy Burgett. Pick up a 3 for Sail Creek. Going to have it set now. 2 yards from midfield at the 48. Leave Higgins shaking up on the play. Official timeout taken. We'll go to injury timeout. Play one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here, coming out of injury timeout, the injured Panther on the play was senior Nick Hall, who had caught that swing pass. I originally called it as Ben Higgins. This is first round TWS the way playoff action. Video stream being provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Sail Creek here getting ready to snap on the sixth play of this second possession of the contest for them. They're in four down territory on the road, 6:35 and ticking first quarter. Clay County up 7-0. So I would say Sail Creek will has two plays here to get these 7 yards.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Hall walking off under his own power, Daniel. I think the young man's going to be okay.
Yeah, fortunately so. Ball sits at the left hash at the Panther 48, 2 yards from midfield. Escobar in the gun, wants to throw. Flushed out of the pocket by John Hamilton. Escobar has a pretty good set of wheels on him. Going to run. Has the first down before he's forced out of bounds by,
I guess, Joseph Markham on the far sideline, Daniel.
It's number 10, Worm Smith.
Oh, Worm.
Worm Smith recording his first tackle of the contest. Now we see junior Austin Smiley Anderson coming on as he's going to relieve John Hamilton on that defensive front. So, Sail Creek here. Second first down of this drive, 6:05 mark. First quarter, Clay County 7, Sail Creek none. The Panthers like these methodical drives. Seventh play of it coming. Ball in dog territory now at the 45. Escobar goes under center. Wing set, wing to either side, handed off to the fullback. Picks up 2-3, brought down by Host. Keaton Arms bound to be involved from that inside linebacker spot.
He was, but it was Hunter Kyle with first contact under the middle, I think, Daniel.
Pick up a 2.5 for the Panthers, making it 2nd and 7.5. Good-looking drive so far by Sail Creek. 8th play of it coming.
Yeah, and like we talked about, Coach Dickerson, Coach Lamb knew that it was the power run game up the middle, and that's what we've seen so far. Besides a few great plays, a bad snap, Daniel.
Escobar scrambling for it, has to go down. A big loss for the Panthers. They do maintain possession of the ball, but they go from 2nd and 8 to what's now going to be 3rd. And around 17-18, the ball retreated now into Panther territory. It wasn't that it was a bad snap. I don't think Escobar was expecting it. It went right beside his head.
Yeah, you're right. It was to Escobar, but, again, a little early on the trigger, the Sail Creek center was, Daniel. Again, Sail Creek into Clay County territory before that bad snap. They were moving it pretty well.
Yep. Ball now at the Panther 48, 3rd and about 17. Once again, I feel like Sail Creek may not punt tonight, you know,
right,
regardless of the situation. So they've got 2 plays essentially to get the 17 yards and now a delay of game or a timeout depending on if Coach Cox
got it. Timeout. He did.
Timeout taken. 4:39 mark first quarter. Clay County 7, Sail Creek 9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save, but the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Joseph Markham bringing down Escobar. Pocket collapsed on the sophomore quarterback as the Panthers were trying to throw on 3rd and 17. This is first round Tito West Away football action. Live video courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County leading 7-0, and they're fixing to get the ball back. I had mentioned earlier that I didn't know that Sail Creek would punt tonight, being on the road against this stout Clay County team, but what I know. Here they go, going to punt it.
Better be careful.
Going to be a short kick. Alec Kerr not going to have an opportunity, or is he? Going to let it go. So Clay County going to take over with a longer field this time. This will be their 2nd offensive possession. The first time Clay County took over at the Sail Creek 42. This time, Clay County's going to take over around their own 23-24. They do have a 7-0 lead, 3:56 mark of this first quarter.
26.
Ball actually is setting at the Clay County 26, so a 74-yard field in front of Keaton Arms in this Bulldog offense.
You know, we saw it happen quick last time. One play, Daniel. Alec Kerr, 42 yards to the house. Quick strike from Clay County. Let's see what we're going to have this time.
Adams and Kerr split right. Jimmy Burgett left. Burgett in motion. Jet sweep to Jimmy. Jimmy around right side. 30,
woo!
35, 40, 45. Brought down. Nice first down run by Jimmy Burgett.
Again, great blocking at the point of attack. Jimmy made a move to get the corner and then cut it upfield. Daniel, hey, we've talked about it over and over. The talent of Jimmy Burgett and Alec Kerr in open field. It's crazy to have these two guys on the same team.
Yeah, I've said it a couple of times, talking about these two and others, some of the all-time greats when it comes to Bulldog football, regardless of the era. First down and 10 now for Clay County. Ball sits 3 yards from midfield at the Bulldog 47. Arms in the gun, 2 wide to the left, tight end and wing right. Kerr, jet sweep fake to him, give it to Markham. Here comes Joseph, 50, 45, runs through a man, 40, 35, can he be brought down? Up to the 20, finally wrestled down around the 21. Joseph Markham, a big run,
last week against the Gordonsville Tigers, they did a great job stopping our run game. I think we had less than 100 yards collectively rushing as a team. The only time that's happened all year. Credit to the Tigers there. Don't know that this Panther defense can do the same thing, though.
No, I don't think they can. And I think Clay County kind of took that personal, too. You see Markham just running with reckless abandon. He was carrying four guys on his back as he finished off that run right there. We talk about the two burners. What about the power and the moves and the speed of Joseph Markham?
Ball 3 feet from the red zone at the Panther 21. Keaton in the gun, two-back set. Kerr at the right hip, Markham in the left. Whistles blow. This one going to go against the Dogs, I guess. Jimmy Burchett coming out. Freshman Nolan Adams checking in. Equipment malfunction. Looks like Jimmy Burchett had something on a helmet, maybe. That's why he comes off. No penalty. Still at the 21. First and 10. Keaton in the gun. Kerr at the right hip. Markham at the left. Here's the snap. Give to Joseph. Right into the heart of the defense. He's running free. Can he get in? Markham into the end zone for a Bulldog touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Joseph Markham. His 19th rushing touchdown this season. Clay County 13, Sail Creek 9.
Daniel, we wanted to see sharpness. We wanted to see effort. We wanted to see execution. We're seeing it tonight. Four offensive plays all over 20 yards so far tonight, including that 21-yard touchdown from the excellent Joseph Markham.
Pretty good efficiency. All first downs, then a touchdown. Garrett, PAT, away, and a beauty. Clay County 14, Sail Creek 9. First round of the playoffs, 3:04 left in the first quarter.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Welcome back to Playoff Football, brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 3:04 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary, also brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 74-yard drive on four plays, and they did it in less than a minute, 52 seconds. The drive got started with a Jimmy Burchett 21-yard run, and then Joseph Markham had two runs, one for 32 and the next a 21-yard touchdown. Levi Garrett added the extra point, and Clay County leads 14-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Sail Creek taking over for the third time tonight. 3:02 mark first quarter, Clay County 14, Sail Creek 9. Good field position here for the Panthers. 1 yard from midfield at their own 49. Ball sets at left hash. Panthers are going to drive right to left here. Delay of game going to be called against the Panthers. So it'll be first and 15 now from the Panther 44. Winner of this contest going to take on the winner of the Joe Burns Whitwell game that's being played right now. Clay County, the number one seed out of Region 4. Sail Creek, the number four seed out of Region 3. Dogs 9-1 on the season. Panthers 4-6. First and 15, two wide to the right, one to the left for Sail Creek. Running back at Desert Hill. Now a back motions out of the backfield, setting up trips to the right. Swing pass that way. Ooh, almost a pick six. A good hit, though, delivered instead of going for the interception. And I think that was Kerr coming up. Yeah, that was Abbott.
You know, Daniel, Joseph Markham moves into a tie for third on season leaders for rushing touchdowns with Gary Davis. That was his 19th of the season.
Davis with 19 rushing touchdowns his senior year in 94. He actually had one more his junior year, Thomas, in 93 when he recorded 20. Of course, both of those 11-game seasons for Davis, that makes a difference. Crank Hull sitting at the top of the list with 28 there during that 14-game season in 1985. Escobar to throw. Actually, there's been a change of quarterback for the Panthers. Quarterback now is number one. Well?
11.
Is it? Oh, 11. Okay. Number 11, Luke Cecil. 6 foot 155-pound sophomore. Now, Cecil was the quarterback in some of those prior films I'd watched. They do have a two-quarterback system from what I've seen. Cecil probably is a better thrower. And, Thomas, we saw that right then, a strong arm as he threw downfield on the post route.
Yeah, pretty good coverage right there. That was the freshman, Nolan Adams, getting his first start of his young career, Daniel, as a defensive back, and he was right there in the hip pocket of that Panther receiver.
Third and 15, Sail Creek with it from their own 44. Cecil, the quarterback, play action pass, going to run right, going to be brought down. Primary tackler for the Dogs, Parker Smith, no, Worm Smith, number 10. So Worm, with his second stop tonight, could have been involved on more. The sophomore inside linebacker, getting his first start of the season, as we've mentioned a couple times. He's replacing junior Ben Maxfield, who suffered a concussion during last week's big Region 4A showdown.
Punt.
Punt for the Panthers, their second of the night. Kerr going to let it roll. So the Dogs going to take over for the third time tonight, pretty deep in their own territory. But they do have a 14-0 lead late first quarter, 2:15 left on this opening stanza clock. The 21-yard line, I believe, is where it's going to sit, waiting for the ball to be placed. I'm going to put it at the 22, a 78-yard field in front of the Bulldog offense.
Faked us out a couple times, haven't you, Daniel?
Yeah, I should just wait instead of speculate. But Jimmy Burchett, along with his cousin Nate Adams, split to the right. Hamilton tied in left. Two-back set. Kerr and Markham back there. Arms with it. Option play. Pitches to Kerr. Kerr with it. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and run out of bounds. Alec Kerr. Just a lightning in a bottle. What a pleasure he's been to watch these past 4 years. So amazing what he can do with the football. That time just a straight line run, Thomas. Good hustle by the Panther defense to get to him.
Now, I'll tell you what, that all started with senior quarterback Keaton Arms. He drew that defender, Daniel. He was kind of split between he and Kerr. Arms made a little jab step, drew the defender, great pitch to Kerr. Kerr got the corner, and then he had some pursuit.
Yeah.
He gave him the little hesitation move and then turned on the jets and picked up more yardage. It's just amazing what this group as a whole can do.
Ball at the Panther 42. Arms to throw. Wants it off. Goes deep. Just out of the reach of Kerr. Second and 10 now. After the incomplete pass, yeah, going back to the option play, definitely an art to running the option as a quarterback. Like you said, Thomas, a defender, if you allow him to, can play both guys. Keaton didn't allow him to. He made him choose. He closed on him. Then he made the pitch. It's all about waiting. And sometimes you got to take a big hit with that. And Keaton don't mind that. Don't mind that at all. Second and 10. Ball of the Panther, 42. Two wide left, one to the right. Markham at the left hip. Toss sweep to Joseph. Joseph on the edge. Good job by the Panther defense. Kept Markham corralled that time. No gain. Perhaps a loss of one.
Yeah, Markham did a good job of making anything out of that one. Penetration from the Panthers off the edge, Daniel. He made a little side shuffle to get north and south and maybe save a loss, because I think you're right. No gain. Brings up a big third down here.
Third and 10. Fourth play of this dog drive coming. Ball at the Panther 42. Dogs drive left to right. Two wide right. Tight end left. along with the wideout. Arms rolls right, releases, caught. Kerr, run out of bounds around the 12.
Another great job by the senior quarterback right there. We saw him get on the edge a little half roll to the right out of the gun right there. He had the patience to wait on Kerr to kind of come out of coverage there as the defender kind of dropped off on Burchett underneath. Waited for Kerr to come free and hit him in stride. First down, Clay County.
Part of the reason he had time to wait, good blocking up front That's right. Offensive line. Ball at the Panther 14, first and 10. Kern Burchett to the left. Markham at the right hip of Keaton. Hamilton tied in right. Jet sweeping. Oh, quarterback keeper. Arms with it. Has one man to beat. Cannot get away from him. Good tackle by that Panther. And we have a flag coming out, either targeting or a late hit. There was some helmet-to-helmet, perhaps. Not flagrant or intentional, Coach Edwards, but did you see the same? You're a penalty guru here on the Horizon Sports Network.
I did see something similar, Dan. It looked like just maybe a late hit on the ground after arms was already down. One of the Panthers piled on a little bit. But he did lead with his helmet, so that could be a consideration here.
Where'd the ball get to, then?
As I study, thinking only a pickup of around one. Looks like they have it spotted at the 13. They're going to step it off half the distance to go. We should be able to tell from that. Ball's now setting. It's right on the 5-6 yard line where it's going to be. According to the chains, at least, first and round two. I think it's going to be first and goal from here. Ball does set at Ryan Hash. I'm going to say it's at the 6. Ball sets at the Panther 6. Change across the way. Say first and two. Arms in the gun. Ball at the right hash from the Panther 6. So a pickup of one on that last carry. Now, Arms is out. Adams, the quarterback. Hand off, I suppose, to Markham on the inside. Did you see that, Coach? I was doing some.
Yeah, that was, you're correct there. Arms was the one that took the late hit. He looks like he's getting ready to come back in.
And Markham was the ball carrier on that play?
Yes.
Yes, so I feel good about what we said a few moments ago, Thomas, on the pickup of one by Keaton, which advanced it up to the 13. And then they did the half the distance, the goal that set up at the 6. Actually had a loss on that last one. This first quarter is going to come to an end. A bit of a strange end to this first quarter with the penalties and whatnot. At the end of one here in the first round of the playoffs, it is Clay County 14, Sail Creek 9.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to First Round Playoff Action on the Horizon Sports Network. Live video provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Start of the second quarter here, Clay County up 14-9. Dogs threatening to score again and build a three-possession lead. The ball now being currently placed at the Panther 8-yard line. Keaton Arms back in the contest. He's in the gun at quarterback. Play action pass. Big John Hamilton hauls in his first touchdown catch of the season. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, John Hamilton. 8-yard touchdown pass and catch. between the seniors, Keaton Arms and John Hamilton. The 21st career passing touchdown for Keaton Arms. 11:57 mark of this first quarter. Dogs in the Muddle Huddle set for the two-point. They're going to shift out of it. Let Levi Garrett kick. Jimmy Burchick in a long snap. Nate Adams going to hold. Snap, set, kicks away. It's low, but it is true. 21-9. 11:57 mark, first quarter. Dogs are looking strong.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina for playoff football, where Clay County now leads 21-0. Live video brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee tonight. And here's your dog's drive summary, also brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 78-yard drive on 6 plays, and they did it in 2 minutes and 18 seconds. The big plays on that one went to Alec Kerr. Kerr had a 36-yard run. Arms found him for a 28-yard pass, and then Arms found senior tight end John Hamilton for his first touchdown of the season from 8 yards out. Garrett PAT was good. Clay County leads 21-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Alec Kerr recording the tackle. On special teams, Panthers take over for their fourth offensive possession of this first half, 11:53 on this second quarter clock as they do it. Ball sets in Panther territory at the 37. So a 63-yard field in front of Sale Creek. Dogs are up 21-9 here at John Peoples Field. These two teams met here a year ago in the opening round of the playoffs, as they did in 2019 also.
Yeah, third straight time in the first round of the playoffs. Looks like it's going to be a third straight victory for Clay County against Sale Creek.
Yeah, the only thing that separated those games, a long trip to Copper Basin in 2020 for the Dogs, back when Monterey was still in our region. We ended up finishing third that year due to an overtime loss to Monterey and a week four loss down at Turney Ford to the Tigers. That's a pretty strong third-place team back in 2020 when our seniors were sophomores.
No doubt.
Pick up a 5 for the Panthers. Sets up 2nd and 5. Don't know who made the stop. Panthers continue to go with this second quarterback. I think the ball came loose that time. Panthers recovered it, though. Short gain, if any, for Sale Creek. Quarterback sophomore Luke Cecil has come back on after Escobar was the quarterback for the first couple of possessions for Sale Creek. Third play of this drive coming. Thomas, we talked about it before we went on air. Sale Creek, 4 years ago, and 3 years ago, however you want to say it, in 2019, they had a huge football team. Big tackles, 6'6", 300-pound guys. They were pretty strong that year. I think we won 28-0, a lot closer game that season. Swing pass, tackle made. Mark him, I believe. Thomas had a better view, though.
I don't know. That one came in so quick, Daniel.
Tackle run? Loss of yardage, whoever it was, is a tackle for loss. I know that because the ball is retreated now to the Sale Creek 40. I did see nose guard Ricardo McElroy returning from the scene of the crime, but I do think it was Markham and this outside linebacker that flew up and made that initial hit. Panthers going to punt. Kicker puts his foot to it, spiraling kick. Kerr going to field it at the 38, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's going to do it. 30, 20, 10, and Kerr. Hey, 6 more on the Panthers. Slipped right up, fielded the punt, and took it 62 yards to the house.
He doesn't get many chances, Daniel, because everybody knows if you kick it to Alec Kerr, you're going to pay. Alec Kerr fielded that one. His eyes just lit up. He knew he had a chance to get in the end zone, and when he's got a shot, that's where he takes it.
27-9. Muddle Huddle said here, Dogs have shifted so far tonight every time. They do so again. So Garrett on the kick, 3 for 3 thus far on the night. Snap, set, kicks away. That kick was wide of the mark, but there was a penalty prior to the snap. Alec Kerr, I don't have the sheet printed off. It's around the sixth time. I think, you know, in our heads it feels like more because a lot of them have been called back for a box in the back. But around the sixth, seventh punt return for touchdown in his career, he scored and always. He's threw a touchdown pass in his time. He's run a bunch. He's received a bunch. He's scored around 58 career touchdowns at this point. Now, I don't have a list anywhere of cumulative touchdowns in all different ways in the history of Bulldog football, but you know, there's only a handful of guys, folks like Jimmy Crankle, you know, that scored a lot. We've
been
Gary Davis, Brian Burchett. It's a small group that Kerr finds himself amongst there. Joseph Markham also has scored around 50 in his time. Garrett finally kicks it that second time. It's true. Clay County leading it 28-9, 9:42 mark here in the second quarter.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, first round, Heat of West away playoff action. Video provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County leading 28-9. Nice little return there. Well, the rosters say two different things. One says Kari Escobar. The other says Kyrie Escobar. I assume he goes by Kyrie. So nice return by Escobar. Giving Sail Creek pretty good field position here for their fifth offensive possession of the first half. They have yet to yield points, though. They take over this time with a 58-yard field in front of them at their own 42. Hand off to the big back. He's hit, though, right around the line of scrimmage.
Didn't see the number, Daniel, but it was a single.
Still
11 or 10 one.
That's Keaton Arms.
It is.
Arms with the stop. Pick up a 3.
Perfect time to talk about the clincher from last week. Keaton Arms made a play very similar to that. Took on a couple blockers, shedded them. And Daniel, that was one of the best solo tackles you'll see. And it came at the biggest moment to seal that goal to win.
Yeah, we weren't sure in the moment who made the stop. We speculated perhaps Levi Garrett involved and some others. It was Keaton Arms right off that edge. Did a great job, kept his outside free, condensed that tackle, and just came in and made the stop on Albritton. Great anticipation by Keaton on it, and it indeed was the play of the game.
And he just made another one right there. It was, and we did speculate about Garrett being in on it and a few others, but Daniel, they were.
Yeah.
The arms made first contact, brought him to the ground, but in a split second, this entire Bulldog defense was on top of All Britain, and that's what you see out of this Mike Dickerson-led defense of Clay County.
Third and short for the Panthers, third play of this possession for them. Escobar back at quarterback. He's in the gun, running back at his right hip, play action pass, rolls left under pressure, dishes it off, incomplete. An official down on the ground. He appears to be shaken up. Now back to his feet.
I think he might have took one of those signature Alec Kerr hits.
I tell you, it's that back judge, that line judge rather, that sits in there behind the linebackers. Dangerous place to be.
Fourth down, Daniel. Looks like they're in punt formation.
I would not punt this thing. 28-9, which I don't know. Fourth and round three. Ball sits 1 yard from midfield at the Panther 49.
If I was going to punt it, I don't think I would punt it to 44.
Clay County going to drop two. Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr this time. Both of them dangerous.
Yeah, not a very good choice from those two.
Whistles blow as the Panthers try to punt it away. Eight-minute mark of this second quarter. Clay County up 28-9 and fixing to get the ball back. Whistles blow again. False start against the Panthers. Sail Creek getting here tonight. Their four wins on the year. They beat Harriman in the third game of the season. Actually, they won three straight. Knocked off Harriman, Copper Basin, and Pickett County all in a row. Lost a couple, and then won during the ninth game of the year to Cosby. And, yes, Thomas, Pickett County is playing football this year, just not in a region, doing so independently. We've got a lot of frivolous activity going on here way back behind the punt. John Hamilton doing a good job of just laying dead like a possum and to make sure no foul got called on him. No return on the punt. Good self-control and discipline by Hamilton right there to let the Panther just waller on top of him.
Well, Hamilton knows what this Clay County team's got in front of him. And like I said earlier, they're on a mission, Daniel, and he wasn't going to suggest or even risk not being able to play next week.
Not in any form or fashion. Clay County taking over for their fourth offensive possession. With the ball setting in Clay County territory at the 28. Timeout taken by Coach Lamb. Wants to talk to his team. First timeout taken by Clay County of this first half. 7:54 to go in the second quarter. Clay County leading it 28-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here alive, play in motion. Nate Adams, get sweet. Woo! He could go. 40, 45, 50. It's a foot race. That is going to catch Nate Adams, baby.
Louis
15, 5, touchdown, Nate Adams. Touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs, 34-0. Midway second quarter.
Well, I didn't know how many things he could do, Daniel. We've seen him do about everything on the football field, this young player, this young phenom. And we just saw him with a huge rushing touchdown. We've seen him throw them. We've seen pick sixes. We've seen it all now from Nate Adams. What a run by the sophomore.
71-yard touchdown run.
Well,
Garrett on for the PAT. Dogs currently up 34-9. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks awful good. It is good. 7:39 mark, second quarter. Clay County 35, Sail Creek none. Penalties after the kick, perhaps a personal foul going to be called against Sail Creek. I'm going to be quiet so the commercial can play.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network video stream being provided tonight by Eagle Pounds of Tennessee here during the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. Clay County, big lead, 7:39 mark Thomas of this second quarter. Clay County, 35-9. Kind of what we expected. This not a miserable Sail Creek team. Won some games. They play at Battle Jackson County. If you want a comparison to an opponent, you may know if you're listening. Jackson County beat them in a 7-2 game. We know that Coach Loftus and his squad always well prepared. So this is more about Clay County improving as they head into this postseason run than it is about Sail Creek not playing well.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so impressed with Clay County and these seniors and this coaching staff. Daniel, what, you know, a win of a lifetime last week. Be easy to come in here and be flat, be down, you know, have a letdown early against a team you know you're supposed to dominate. But this staff has done a great job. These seniors, their leadership is just unreal. Clay County hasn't done it all season. They don't play down the competition. They take care of themselves. They try to improve each and every game. And we're seeing Clay County stretch their legs here. These players have come to play. Again, I feel like they're on a mission, that they're looking to make some noise here in the playoffs. They know the opportunities they have, because if they keep winning, they're here at home in Salina where playoff football is supposed to be played.
And I tell you, Bulldog Nation's all about that, too. They came out well tonight, representing the community here to watch this playoff action. Nice tackle made by the Dogs. Joseph Markham on the stop. And this one's getting a little chippy. We had a personal foul against Clay County after the extra point. If you're watching the video feed, you noticed that Garrett kicked off from the Clay County 25 that time. So that 15-yard dead ball personal foul went against Clay County after the extra point. So Sail Creek takes back over.
And I think that's where you got to be careful here, Daniel. We saw Hamilton kind of rein it in there when he had an opportunity to respond to some of the Sail Creek chippiness. You know, Clay County's got this one well in hand, 35-0, 7:34 left here in the first half. You know, it may be time, definitely the start of the second half, to see some reserves.
Certainly. Sail Creek taking over for their sixth offensive possession here of the first half. Hand off to the big back inside. What a nice tackle.
And you know, Daniel.
Textbook. textbook. He played outside linebacker all year, but he's so good inside. Now, when he was younger running that stack, he played inside, and I like him in there.
I do, too. You know, as good of a quarterback as Keaton Arms is, he's an even better linebacker. We interviewed him, I guess it was last week before the Gordonsville game, and Coach Lamb was talking about that. And he's just so impressive as an athlete. Probably the best physical specimen that we have on this team. And just reads so well. I agree. I love seeing him inside. He read that one perfectly and blew it up.
I tell you what he is. He's a college inside linebacker.
That's right.
Is what he is.
That's right.
We've got a upper Cumberland player that's making a big name for himself right now over at Tennessee Tech. Carmile, what's his first name?
Seth
Carmile over there. A great defender, one of the best Techs had in decades over there. And let me tell you something. He's a great player, but he's not any better than Keaton Arms is defensively inside. Smart kids, big, strong kids, quick kids. He's right on par with that same kind of thing. Don't know if he'll choose to go do something like that, but I guarantee he can if he wants to.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, that's true. Coach Edwards off air saying that Carlisle's from Clay County, too. And that's true. We definitely claimed the Carlisle. He did his playing over in Macon County, though. Third and nine here for the Panthers. Possible passing situation for them. They do trail 35. No, a little hot pass caught here. First down and more by Sale Creek. A nice play by them. Streaking down the sideline goes number 24 before he's wrestled down. Biggest play of the night for Sale Creek. Finally executed, senior Nick Hall on the reception, 5'10", 185-pound wideout. He knew what to do once he got the ball in his hands, Thomas.
Yeah, he did. And again, you can see the athleticism that Sale Creek has. If you give him a crease, and that's all that was. You talk about a tight window on a throw. That was a tight window, and the quarterback stuck it in there. Hall cut it up, made a couple guys miss, and had speed down the sideline to kind of stretch it on Clay County a little bit. The speedy Alec Kerr, the only one that could catch him.
Sophomore Luke Cecil continuing to be the quarterback for the Panthers. After it was Escobar who started the game at that position. Cecil in the gun, toss sweep. Running back number 5 has it, heading for the edge. Kerr there to stop him, along with two other of his teammates. Kerr came up from his safety position. Ball carrier was Alex Walgast, a 6-foot, 175-pound junior for the Panthers. So the Panthers had it first and goal from around their own 5 after the big reception from Hall. Walgast, no gain on the play. Got back to the line and then nothing else. So second goal now.
Yeah, I think you're going to see this Clay County defense bow up right here, Daniel. Again, they kind of see this as a challenge. We saw Gordonsville, you know, break a couple long ones on them, and then they bowed up at the right time to see if Clay County can do that to preserve the shutout here.
Fifth play of this Panther drive coming. Second goal from the 5. Hand off to Walgast. Brought down by...
That's big John Hamilton right 20, there.
Yeah, 23. I saw the 3. Hamilton on the tackle. However, yardage gained by Walgast. Advances up to the 2. Third and goal now from the 2, about 6 feet away from the Bulldog end zone. So Sale Creek down 35-0 here. 4:35 and ticking second quarter. They are threatening to get on the scoreboard. Sale Creek offensively this season scoring 23.3 points a game. There's only been one contest this year that they have been shut out in, and that's when they lost 0-30 to Whipple. Cecil in the gun, 2 wide left. Hands off the back, immediately hit. Keaton Arms just all over there.
Golly.
He hit the back. Worm Smith comes up with the football. So was it Arms on the initial hit, or was it Smith the whole time?
I don't know. I think you saw him again, Clay County selling out up the middle. It was started with a 1. I don't know if it was 11 or a 10.
Worm Smith recovers the fumble. He may have done it all. May have hit.
I think you might be right.
Hit the back, forced the fumble, and recovered it. One-man show that time, sophomore Worm Smith. Clay Kenny taking over here, 4:14 mark of this second quarter. We're going to have a long field in front of the ball sets at the Bulldog. 7-yard line, a 93-yard field. Play action pass, arms to throw, sails it out, just a little bit over the top of Kerr. Whistles blow it dead, 2nd and 10. 4:10 left to play in this second quarter, as we mentioned. Dogs take over at their own 7 with a long 93-yard field in front of them. They do enjoy a big 35-0 lead here in the opening round of the playoffs. This is, according to my notes, I guess the fifth possession for Clay County with the punt return touchdown and stuff. It gets kind of hard to track sometimes. Arms in the gun. Give to Markham. Joseph with it. Cuts. Going to be brought down. Nice little gain. Short of the sticks, though. They're going to mark him at the 14. So pick up a 7. Sets up 3rd and 3. Playbook's open to offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard, and that's something we mention all the coaches each broadcast, but don't ever really take the time to probably talk enough about them. Of course, Coach Maynard, over 40 years in his coaching career, a lot of different roles as a head coach and a coordinator. Coach Dickerson, right at 30 years. Head Coach Lamb, right at 30 years. Bar none, the most experienced staff of coordinators and head coach ever assembled here in Salina. Hand up to Markham on 3rd and 3. Fighting hard, gets the first down. It's brought down around the 25-yard line. And I tell you something, Thomas, as the Dogs move the sticks here, I tell you something that this staff brings to the table for Clay County. They've got a head coach who has been part of a state championship as an assistant coach. They've got an offensive coordinator who's won a state title as a coordinator when he's at Riverdale. They've got Coach Dickerson, who's been involved on championships, as the ball's now sitting at the 25-yard line. So when these guys tell them, when they look them in the eye and say, guys, you can do this, they believe them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
Give to Kerr. Jet sweep. Up to around the 50 and run out of bounds. First down and more. They're going to mark him short of midfield. Play originated at the 25.
Yeah, you're right. This coaching staff is unbelievable, and what they've done has been just super impressive. Coach Lamb, the head guy leading it all. But these coordinators, to have two like Mike Dickerson and Jimmy Maynard on staff, it's like having three head coaches.
Yeah.
And those guys do such a masterful job, Maynard calling the plays and Dickerson running this Dog offense. And, that's why Clay County is having the success it's had. It's Keaton Arms unleashes.
Caught by Kerr. Touchdown! 51-yard touchdown strike. Arms to Kerr. We've seen it a lot of times. We're still going to see it several more before those two are done. Touchdown, Clay County. 41-0, 2:39 mark of this second quarter. These 52 fire engines have their lights going. The vintage police car from the city of Salina has its siren wailing. Everybody's happy here at Joe Neal Leach Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. What a throw. What a throw by the senior quarterback right there. Rolling to the opposite side, flipped his hips, turned, and just let her rip, and it was on the money. Hit Alec Kerr over the shoulder in stride. Touchdown, Clay County.
Snap, set, kicks away. The kick is true. 42-0. The black and gold lead it. 2:39 left in the second.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina for playoff football video provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And here's your Dog Drive summary, also brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County now leads 42-0 with 2:39 left here in the second quarter. And Clay County just completed a 93-yard drive on 5 plays, and they did it in 1 minute and 40 seconds. Joseph Markham, 2 big runs. Alec Kerr rips off a 24-yarder, and then senior quarterback Keaton Arms lays a perfect pass into senior wide receiver Alec Kerr's hands for a 51-yard touchdown. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Sail Creek taking over here with a 69-yard field in front of them from their own 31. 42-0 the score. All Clay County. Very clean game tonight so far for Coach Lamb and his team. Talked to him earlier today. He said, I just, you know, want to come out here and get ahead early, play clean, not get anybody hurt, and get the guys off the field in the second half, be healthy. And so far, so good.
Yeah, he wrote the script, and his team's following it.
Cecil, I believe, the quarterback still for the Panthers. They play it with three wide to the right, handoff inside. I've had difficulty. That's big number 31, Ridge Morgan. 5'11", 199-pound junior running back. He's had several of the carries tonight. That's the first time I've brought his name. I apologize about that. I understand we may have some Sail Creek listeners tonight and try to bring the names of those players to you each time they have the ball.
Big John Hamilton with another stop, Daniel. He's been really active tonight. Got a touchdown already. Playing great on the defense, too.
Second and six after a pickup of four. Cecil in the gun. Same formation. Trip set to the right. Cecil rolls right. Throws incomplete. He was targeting number nine, Evan Higgins. Clay County student section. The dog pound off to our left here. They've left their little bleacher sitting on the track. They're all hanging on the fence. Just right up there enjoying it.
You know, you got to go back to last week's game, you know, Coach Dickerson in the interview. By the way, we haven't really mentioned that. Had the opportunity to interview Coach Mike Dickerson along with Coach Bruce Lamb in the Inside the Locker Room segment in the pregame show. So, folks, go back and listen to that. It's a great sit-down with those two. But he talked about how that game last week was so much for this community. It inspired so many, including the students. We've never had that type of interaction in a football game. We've seen it in basketball before, but never that type of interaction from the student body and the crowd and the community all together than like we had last Friday night.
Now, there may have been less of them.
Right.
But they had just as much zeal as all the folks at Rocky Top when they charged the field after the big battle win. You mentioned on the broadcast.
It was so similar.
It was. It was kind of that oppressor, you know, broke those chains free finally. It hadn't been 15 years straight for us against Gordonsville, but it had been more times than not. Panthers with it, 3rd and 11 after a penalty. Cecil in the gun. Two wings, two wide outs, one to either side. Play action pass. Hamilton there. Ball's away by Cecil. Going to be batted to the turf of John Tables Field. Good coverage.
Young Nolan Adams back there, Daniel. Mistimed his jump just a little bit, or we would have seen another interception by Adams.
Rough in the passer call. John Hamilton perhaps his momentum.
How is that? He jumped up in the air, Daniel, with two hands to try to bat that one down. Maybe he just came down with those hands and maybe got a little helmet or face mask. I'm not sure.
I do know this. Clay County up 42-9, minute 42 left here in the second quarter. So we know it's going to be a running cog when we return to the third quarter. Unless Sail Creek somehow comes back within 30 points, it'll stay that way. A lot of stuff coming up here at halftime. Those of you who are loyal to the network know that we do several things on the Pulper Grub Body Shop halftime show. Thomas will come back, give a game summary to this point. We'll do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Making Trust, do a budget pest control scoreboard update, and a Subway trivia challenge. All that coming up at halftime here on the Horizon Sports Network. Sail Creek first and 10 after the roughing the passer penalty. Carry again this time by Ridge Morgan. He was brought down after a short game.
Keaton Arms again.
I heard it.
Whew.
It was a good hit.
Sail Creek hasn't laid a pad on Keaton Arms tonight. He's reading it so well. He's not there when the second level, the blockers get to the second level. He's at the line of scrimmage, Daniel. What a play by Arms.
Yeah, he as we've mentioned several times, he's played outside linebacker this year when he was healthy. And he's got the speed to do that out there and does a great job of it. But he's so aggressive, he gets to sit inside and not worry about coverage and just attack the football. And it's just a pleasure to watch.
And second I think eight. He's loving it, too.
I think so. Second eight, second nine. Morgan Rose left. Horse to bam! Is it Kyle?
No, sir. I think that might be. Is that Browning playing defense?
Big Browning recording his first sack.
You know, I didn't get to mention him earlier. He pulled around up in the hole and made a huge block to Spring Markham. Didn't get to talk about it because we got into something else or the offense moved on. But Wyatt Browning has been a big, made a big impact in his first year playing football for Clay County on the offensive line. Well, we just saw what he can do defensively, Daniel.
Coach Edwards, ever since Wyatt's come into the building 2 years ago as a freshman, has mentioned his footwork and his agility for his size. And we've seen it on full display, and I know we'll be seeing it once basketball gets rolling this year, too. Handing off to Morgan, 5 seconds and ticking here. Remaining in the first half, whistles blow, buzzer's going to sound. First half is done here in the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. It's Clay County 42, Sail Creek none at the break.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, Everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Salina for playoff football. Live video brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, and Clay County leads 42-0 here over Sell Creek, and it's been all Bulldogs so far. Touchdown after touchdown offensively. Alec Kerr, the first one, a 42-yard sprint to pay dirt. Garrett added the PAT. Clay County led 7-0 with 9:29 left in the first quarter. And it just went from there. Joseph Markham had the second one from 21 yards out. And then the third came from senior quarterback Keaton Arms to John Hamilton of the 8-yard variety. And it was 21-0 at that point. And then Nate Adams had a 71-yard touchdown run to make it 35-0, 7 minutes left in the half before Arms found Alec Kerr for a 51-yard touchdown pass for your halftime score of 42-0. In the first half, Clay County has rushed 11 times for a whopping 241 yards, including three touchdowns. Keaton Arms is 3-for-5 for 87 yards, and Clay County has run a total of 16 offensive plays for 328 yards. Joseph Markham's rushed 6 times for 69 yards and a touchdown, Kerr twice for 78 yards and a touchdown, Burchett, 1 run for 21 yards. Adams, the 71-yard touchdown. And Keaton Arms, 1 rush for 2 yards. Alec Kerr has 2 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown. John Hamilton, the 1 catch for an 8-yard score. And defensively, Keaton Arms leading the way. He moved to inside linebacker tonight, and he has 7 tackles here at the break. Again, Clay County leads 42-0 here in the first round of the TSSAA playoffs. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live from John Teeples Field on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards here for some Sail Creek first half stats.
Well, Daniel, Sail Creek with 90 total yards off of 33 plays in the first half. On the ground, there were 23 rushes for 35, but they had about 4 negative plays. One a bad snap, a couple quarterback sacks, a tackle for loss. Through the air, between the two quarterbacks, who were 4 of 10 for 55 yards. That one big play got about 40 of those yards, I believe. So, a decent half for Sail Creek as far as picking up yardage. Just never punched it in the end zone.
What about a penalty tackling? We know there's been times this year Clay County's been bit by the penalty bug.
Clay County at two penalties for 30 yards. So they were two big ones, two personal foul ones, if I'm not mistaken, for whatever reason. One was roughing the passer, and then the other one we didn't see.
It was on the extra
point, yeah. So two personal fouls for 30 yards. Sail Creek, 7 total penalties for 39 yards.
All right. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Trust. We'll start off with Salina K-8 5th and 6th grade basketball. Those teams were set to play Macon County last night, but those games got canceled due to sickness, I believe, in Macon County. The teams are currently scheduled to host Red Bull and Springs tomorrow morning in Salina at Bobby Bartlett Gym, with a girls tip-off set for 10 o'clock in the morning. The teams will also play on the road at Hillham this coming Thursday, when the 5th and 6th grade girls tee up at 4:30 on that one. Salina KA Junior High Basketball. Those teams were idle this past week. They'll take the court again this coming Thursday from Hillham following those 5th and 6th grade games that we just mentioned. What about Hermitage Springs basketball, Coach?
Well, just like Salina K-8, the Hermitage Springs teams were all idle this past week. The next action for Hermitage Springs Junior High will be Thursday, November 10th at Union Heights. That's all I have for those folks.
Slow week in fifth and sixth grade junior high basketball. We know we've got Clay County High School basketball right now around the corner. I believe Coach Walker and the ladies traveled to Westmoreland yesterday afternoon for scrimmage action. Have you got any update on that?
Well, Coach Walker was pretty pleased with the way they played. I don't really know a final score or anything, how they broke that up. Sometimes as basketball coaches, we'll play a quarter and erase the score and maybe play a JV quarter, or maybe we just play four straight through. So I'm not sure, but he was pretty pleased with the way his team performed.
Well, good, good. Looking for a big season out of them. Coach, you yourself and your Mighty Dogs travel to Van Buren County tomorrow morning for scrimmage action, I believe. Now, right now, since you don't have the services of these football players that also play basketball, you've got, what, 6 to 7 guys right now that you'll travel with tomorrow to scrimmage?
I do, Daniel. I have 7 total that we're going to dress out tomorrow to play. And you know, we're just playing one game. It's really good for some of these young guys to have to step into those roles because you never know what's going to happen down the stretch. I may need those guys, and this will be a really good experience for them over the next 2, 3, 4, or 5 weeks, however long this football team keeps winning.
Hopefully for a while now. I guess senior Bryce Bailey, the only senior that you've got on the court suiting out tomorrow. Would that be right?
That is correct, yes.
Of course, other basketball action at the local level. We've got Grant Strong over at Tennessee Tech for his freshman year, and we've got hometown hero Tyreek Key up at the University of Tennessee. Those two teams are scheduled to play Monday from Rocky Top. I believe 7 o'clock Eastern tip for that game. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. It'll be rare occasion for a Class A school in particular. It may not be that rare around Nashville or Memphis or Knoxville, but for us, pretty rare to have 2 Division I athletes suiting up and going against one of them.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I know a lot of folks will be making the trip up Monday. Also, of course, former Lady Dogs Katie Arms, she's playing down at Freed Hardeman University, and Cherokee Upton playing over at Ball State Basketball. I don't have updates on them, but I do know they've got seasons that are getting ready to start up. Folks, this week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconMaconTrust.com. Macon Trust, come grow with us. Time now for a Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. Looking forward to this.
All right, Daniel, I have a lot of scores here that just vary. A few finals, actually, already. Tyner 47, Trousdale County 14. Kind of thought that was how that one would go. Sweetwater 35, Grundy County 6. Red Bank 21, Macon 14, final score.
Ooh. Good season ends for our neighboring county, Macon County Tigers there.
At halftime, Whitwell is up on Joe Burns 24-7. Westmoreland 16, Meigs County 0, also halftime. Fourth quarter score, DeKalb and East Hamilton knotted up at 14.
Thought that one would be a good one, guys, and it's turned out to be that way.
Yeah.
Also halftime, Upperman 17, the Purple Pounders of Chattanooga Central 7. York 40, Cumberland Gap 0 in the second quarter.
Ooh.
Coalfield 42-6 over North Greene in the fourth. Cloudland 38, Oakdale 28, fourth quarter. Fayetteville 63, South Fulton 0 in the second quarter.
Fayetteville probably the favorites to represent the West. There's a lot of good teams in the West this year, McKenzie, Dresden, some others, but Fayetteville no doubt the favorite.
South Pittsburgh 39, Red Bull and Springs 10 in the second quarter. Gordonsville 49, Lookout Valley 0 at halftime. Monterey 30, Happy Valley 0 also at halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. All killing done professionally.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1991, the first round of the playoffs saw head coach Randall Walker and the 6-4 Dogs hosting Friendship Christian. Senior running back Timmy Smith started the game off with a 71-yard touchdown run on the first play, but the Dogs found themselves tied 21-21 with 55 seconds left in the game and with an 81-yard field to drive for points. What Bulldog did senior quarterback Mike Adams find in the end zone on the last play of the game for the winning touchdown catch? Thomas, you were a freshman on that squad. I'm sure you know the answer. Unfortunately, you're ineligible to participate.
Yeah, I am ineligible. Was on the field for that one. And honestly, Daniel, that's one of the most historic moments in Clay County football history. You know, a drive to win a playoff game in advance to the second round. And we got it done.
Yeah, it was a great moment, no doubt. If you think you know the answer to that, text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Going to go ahead and read through that one more time.
I don't think you need to, Daniel. One of my teammates, he was also on the field for that that night, and it was senior Chris Keene, just a great Bulldog in his own right. A lot of good players on that team. A lot of guys I look up to after playing with them. So congratulations to old teammate Sam Daniels.
Yeah, Sam Daniels, a loyal listener here on the Horizon Sports Network, and just a true Bulldog. Sam Daniels is. Congratulations to him. We'll be getting him a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Almost time for second half action here. We're going to go to break, play 1-2 ads, come back for the third quarter kickoff.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, still in the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. This is the first round of the TWSWA playoffs, and the video stream that's live tonight being provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Nice of them to step up, Thomas, and pay the streaming fee for this first round game. Regular season games can be broadcast for free. Postseason games cannot.
No, they can't, and you're right, Daniel. Appreciate Eco Panels for stepping up and doing that. And in return, we've been talking about them quite a bit tonight. And, you know, folks, if you don't know it, this is some major innovation that's going on right here at home in Clay County, Tennessee, out there in Hermitage Springs. Local folks are handcrafting these insulated panels. And, you know, I've got a little information here about it. You know, one thing it says, how much does it cost to build with Eco Panels, structural insulated panels? And it says that building a home out of Eco Panels only add about 0.5% to your upfront costs.
Hmm.
And but you will still see a return on that investment within 5 years just through lower utility bills, so on and so forth. And, again, I got to stop out there this week and see those guys and see their operation. what an operation it is. And, you know, as I said, to know it's going on here at home in Clay County, is pretty special.
Well, we know how convenient it is when you shop or do business locally. If there is a problem, you can directly go to the person, and they want to strive to make it right. EcoPanel is no different. Of course, the Smith family, longtime employers here in Clay County, and they have survived that long with a good reputation by doing things the right way, just like they do at EcoPanel.
Yep, proud to have them as a sponsor all year long, and especially to provide video here tonight for the folks that can't be here at John Teeples Field.
Getting ready now for this second half. Clay County does lead it 42-0 over Sail Creek. Great first half. Hopefully that continues for the black and gold here as we get third quarter action underway. Looking forward to seeing some of those younger dogs take the field perhaps.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see here. You might see the starters on the first drive. That's kind of what a lot of coaches will do, give them one more drive. But I expect to see a lot of young players on the field, just like you said, Daniel.
Short pooch kick for Sail Creek to open things up. Going to go out of bounds, so Clay County going to take over with good field position here for this first possession of the second half. Of course, the winner of this contest, more than likely going to be Clay County. The Dogs, if they do hang on, will be here at home next week against what looks to be Whipple right now. Whipple, as Coach Edwards said on the Budget Pest Control scoreboard update, a 24-7 lead, I think it was, over Joe Burns.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. And honestly, that's a little bit of a surprise for me. Whipple was the favorite. They're 8-2 headed into that. They were the second seed in that sister region. But I expected Coach Tom Atkins to have his team ready, even though they had a long road trip, and see the Red Devils here next week. But that doesn't look like it's going to be the case.
No, it does not. Clay County taking over at their own 48, a 52-yard field in front of them. Starters on the field for this opening possession. Keaton Arms with it, wants to throw, releases. Nice pass for Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy could not hang on, though. A great ball by Keaton. Jimmy, though, got a little tangled up with his feet, and it disrupted his hands. Could not haul it in. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. The clock does not stop, though. We will see that Mercer running clock throughout the second half as long as Clay County maintains at least a 30-point lead.
Yeah, Daniel, like you said, another great ball from Arms. He had a great first half, 3 for 5 for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it does not. Dogs break huddle, approach the line. Senior center Stoneley in, going to get things started here on this play like he's done for 2 years now in that position. He's been so good there. Arms with it, gives to Markham. Joseph, 50, 45, 40, cuts left. Down to the 30. Another block by Burchett, 25, 20. Joseph Markham, 20th rushing touchdown on the year. Tires second place all time now on single season rushing touchdowns. What about the senior? He's got all the tricks in that bag of his. The power, the speed, the vision, the cuts.
And it was all on display on that run right there. I love the way he holds the ball tight, Daniel, and just runs with ease as he weaves in and out of traffic. And then when he needs to, he can turn on the jets, and he did at the end of that run to put Clay County ahead 48-0.
Garrett, perfect so far tonight on kicks after. We'll see what happens here. Snap, set, kicks away. It looks true. It is true. 10:05 mark, third quarter, Clay County 49, Sail Creek 9.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook.
Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Back here alive, Sail Creek with the kick return. Return man goes out of bounds. It was Hogg on the return for the Panthers. Sail Creek going to take over here for their first offensive possession of the second half. Clay County leading it 49-0. This field of 32 single-A football teams going to be cut in half tonight. Sweet 16 will be taking place next week. Looking like it'll be Clay County versus Whitwell right here at John Teeples Field. Whitwell, a strong 7-3 record on the season.
They're 8-2 now.
8-2, I'm sorry.
8-2, so they're going to be 9-2 coming in here against Clay County at 10-1. And
so they lost to South Pitt. Do you know who the other one was?
I don't. Sure don't. Haven't even looked at them because, again, I thought Joe Burns would win that game. And they still have a chance to do it.
Right. Sail Creek with a penalty on the return backs them up to their own 19-yard line where they take over with an 81-yard field in front of them. Escobar goes back to quarterback. Hand off to Hall. He runs off left side. Nice gain for him. Stop made.
That's the senior Jimmy Burchett coming up from his safety position to make that stop, Daniel.
Starting defense still on the field for head coach Bruce Lamb. Now sometimes you will see the defense stay as long as you've got a shutout going. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that side of the ball as we go down the stretch of this contest. Second and three after a gain of 7 on first down. Sail Creek going to move the sticks with a first down run, I believe. It's going to be really close. Probably going to be, they're going to move them. Tackler?
I think it was the senior Hunter Kyle on the bottom of that pile. Daniel, we talked about these seniors all night long and really all season long. And if you look down this tackle list, a lot of them with 4 or 5 tackles. Kyle, one of those. Hamilton, Arms, Markham, Kerr, Burchett, on and on.
Well, when you've got 9 seniors that all play, of course, Lynn on the offensive side is the only side he's played on this year primarily. They do. It's all about the seniors here on this squad for Clay County.
Whoop.
Pass complete on first down. Keaton Arms with a stop. And he forces a fumble. So Arms with a tackle and a forced fumble. The recovery, John Hamilton. 2 more seniors getting involved there. The pass was caught by Evan Higgins, the sophomore wide receiver for Sail Creek. Now, Higgins is listed at 5'6", 138 pounds. Keaton Arms would be listed somewhere around 6'2", 225 pounds, so a bit of a size mismatch there. No wonder Higgins couldn't hang on. His arms hit him with a full head of steam.
Sequatchie County was Whitwell's other loss, 31-13, Sequatchie County.
31-13, okay. So Whitwell, a strong team this year. Small school, of course, so they take it as the talent comes. Won a state title, I believe it was in 2018. Quarterback keeper, arms off right side. Play originated at the 38. Keaton going to be brought down after a gain of 2. Advancing up to the Sail Creek 36, making it 2nd and 8. 6:32 and ticking here, 4th quarter. Clay County leading 49-0. Clock continues to run here during this second half. So Clay County's offensive starters getting 2 series. So far, to start off this third quarter, Jimmy Burchett going to split left along with Nate Adams. 2-back set, Kerr and Markham on either side of Arms. Hand up to Markham. Joseph running hard. Sail Creek doing a nice job with it, though. Markham advances up to the 35, gain of 1 for him, where it's going to be 3rd and 7. Potential passing situation here. Obviously, 4 down territory with the ball at the Sail Creek 35. Thomas, any revolutionary thoughts about this contest so far?
Well, not much to say. Just total domination from Clay County. All the stars have been out tonight. Multiple scores by multiple people. This talent of this Clay County team having a go here with Sail Creek.
3rd and 7. Markham shifts from left to right. Now goes back to the left. Here's the snap. Delay of game against Clay County. Or a false start.
Yeah.
False start. Play clock was at one when it was snapped. I wasn't sure which they called. So we're going to back this thing up to the 40 where it's going to be 3rd and 12. Well, they said it at the 39. Now they said it at the 40. 3rd and 12 from the Sail Creek 40. 4:45 and ticking, third quarter. 49-9, Clay County, looking to go up another score. Going to be the first time that Clay County has hosted a second-round game here at John Tuples Field. The last time Bulldog football hosted a second-round game was all the way back in 1991 after that big opening round win against Friendship Christian. I believe Franklin Road Academy came to sign up for the second round. Kerr on the carry. Penalty flag has come out. Thomas, as we mentioned earlier, you were a freshman on that team. I quoted that correctly, right? Franklin Road came to y'all, second round.
I think you're right, Daniel.
Of course, after that, a couple trips to DCA. Back when the privates were involved, if you look through the playoff history of Clay County football, so frequently when we did get eliminated, a lot of times it was the alphabet schools, as we used to refer to them, that would eliminate us, FRA, DCA. CPA, all of those three have been guilty of ending the seasons of the Bulldogs over the years. Of course, they're all in Division II now. They do not participate in postseason action against the public schools anymore.
Big fourth now.
Yeah, it is.
So
the penalty will decline, yeah. So Kerr lost 2 yards. No, three. Ball's at the 43. Lost a three for Kerr on the carry. That does not happen much. Keaton Arms, 4th and 13. Quarterback keeper. He's at the 40. Fighting hard to the 35, still on his feet, now brought down. An official also down. But he's quickly back to his feet. Going to be a turnover on downs for Clay County. The first time tonight that Clay County has had a possession that did not end in points.
Yeah, and you know, that's just Coach Lamb and his staff kind of being respectable, I would say. You know, didn't go to the air right there. Went for it on 4th down, straight quarterback run. So, you know, not trying to run the score up here, but when they're up 49-0. And I think you saw the starters coming in on offense due to that turnover. We saw that in a couple of other games. Otherwise, they'd have been off the field.
Yeah. Now we do see some reserves. Ernesto Sanchez in there playing that nose guard, looking across the rest of the defense. The other 10 remaining starters still in play. Sail Creek taking over here at their own 34. 66-yard field in front of them, and the Panthers want a timeout. 2:16 mark, third quarter. Clay County 49, Sail Creek 9.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, first round action video being provided by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County up 49-0, just saw an incomplete pass by the Panthers. Almost was intercepted by Alec Kerr back there. Actually, it was Nolan Adams that almost intercepted that. So we do have a Leighton Brown playing that far side corner. Am I right? No, it's 20. That's Waylon Cherry, freshman Waylon Cherry, playing the far side corner.
Austin Anderson in at linebacker. I think we've got Hayden Adams playing outside linebacker. Still Ernesto Sanchez in at nose guard.
Hamilton still at defensive tackle along with Kyle. So a few subs in. Escobar goes left, swing pass thrown. Backwards pass was caught by Hall. He turns the corner, gets north and south before being run out of bounds by
Jerry.
Jerry, a freshman, a promising young player. Sophomore number 74, Caden Strong, coming on. So a lot of these seniors now starting to filter out. Hunter Kyle coming off right now. These seniors going to win tonight their 35th game of their careers. Now, that puts them in a tie for all-time wins of any graduating class in Bulldog football history with the Fall of 90 seniors and the Fall of 91 seniors. Each of those groups had 35 wins in their years. Pass for Sale Creek on third and short. Tackle made by Hayden Adams. Nolan Adams also coming in, helping him out. And Thomas, that's something that it's a huge statement I just made. 35 wins. You know, we've had some proud graduating senior football classes before. None prouder, though, than this group. These guys right there beside the all-time greats in number of overall wins. Yes, schedules are different. We just got talking about how privates aren't involved as much anymore, things like that. But at the end of the day, none of that matters to me. These guys are great. Third quarter horn sounds, 49-9. These seniors and this Bulldog football team have built a big lead. 12 minutes left to settle it here in the first round of the playoffs.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here for this fourth and final quarter, going to be a quick one with this running clock. Clay County leading 49-9. First round playoff action video feed being provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee tonight. Stell Creek going to punt here, fourth and five. Deep to receive.
I believe that's Nolan Adams and Jimmy Burchett.
I believe you're right, Thomas. Going to be Jimmy Burchett with a chance to field it. Stell Creek with good coverage, though. Going to prevent the senior from getting to it. So Clay County going to take over here. Leighton Brown going out. Caleb Weir going out. Jess Cox, 24. I'm not sure who 24 is. I see Braden Allred. Reese Adams. Jennings is 24. You're right. That's Logan Jennings going to play a wide receiver. Hayden Adams trotting out.
Cole Eads is in there.
Nolan Adams going to play the quarterback. So mid-season, we saw a shift with Leighton Brown playing this backup tailback. Coleeds plays a slot receiver. Should be the lineman we're getting. So Logan Jennings going to split to the right with Braden Allred. Reese Adams, the tight end, also to the right. Brown at the right hip of Adams. Adams with it. Play originated in the 33, and Adams with a big run up to the 50. Clay County took over at their own 33-yard line for that. And Adams advances it up 17 yards exactly to the 50-yard line at midfield. Ball sets at the right hash. We talk about Keaton Arms. We talk about Nate Adams. We've got a third great quarterback on this team. Coach Lamb talks about him a lot, and that's young Nolan Adams here. Coach Lamb, in fact, says if you ask Nolan, he'll be glad to tell you he's the best quarterback on this
team.
Right. That's that confidence.
You grow up in that Burchett / Adams family, Daniel, that's the attitude you
got to
have.
You got to. Adams, quarterback keeper again. Going to be hitting the backfield. Spins out of one tackle. Comes out of another. Flags fly. No one's still fighting. Gets back to the line. Loses the football. Now, Adams a bit shaken up.
Not sure. I think maybe a face mask. Inadvertently.
Nolan fought hard to get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to have to see the flag. Coach, we don't always give you ample mic time. Care to share anything with us right now?
Daniel, just like you, I'm waiting on the call here. It is a face mask.
Yeah, I think that's what we saw was Adams reverse field and inverted face mask. Kind of snapped his head back to the left. I think he's okay. He got up, in pain for just a little bit, but he's walked it off.
So no gain on the carry officially. And if it stays first down, I guess won't count it off. Actually,
should be.
Ball's now at the sale. Technically lost a yard. It was spotted 1 yard shy of the original line of scrimmage, but they still got first down on the stick. So here's what I know. Ball's at the Sail Creek 46-yard line. Adams in the gun. Brown at his right hip. Two wide left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Whistles blow. False start now being called against the silver-clad Bulldogs. Second time this year that Clay County has worn these
Smoky Grays.
Smoky Gray, I think.
Is that the right color for that?
Silver, yeah, yeah.
Made famous by the UT Vols, of course, up on Rocky Top. They call theirs the Smoky Grays, of course, yeah, for a reason.
I thought maybe, yeah, because of the Smoky Mountains. I thought perhaps we had maybe our own little name for that color.
I haven't heard it, so we just kind of copied UT, I think.
We could call them the Foggy Grays. You could. We have a lot of fog.
True. I call our mascot Crusader. I nicknamed our bulldog that, so maybe we could call him Crusader Gray. 49. Ball at the 49. Adams to throw. Releases deep down the left sideline. Nobody home. Trying to target Co-Leeds on the corner route. Yeah, there's a lot of folks probably know, because we've talked about it over the years. Clay County football first started, it was Clay County High School, founded in 1919. And the football program started in 1923. As far as I can research, that's the first time we ever fielded a squad. And we stayed Clay County High School up until the fall of 1933, and the name was changed to Salina High School. But the mascot of Crusaders was kept. We were the Golden Crusaders all the way up until 1949, when a former military guy, Charles Hoard, came in as the head coach, and we changed it to the Bulldogs. And they've been the Bulldogs ever since. Adams with it, quarterback, keeper play. He's not going to stand, though, because penalties flew. I think there's been an infraction on every play of this series.
There has. Illegal shift this time. And that's what you see with inexperienced reserve players out there, Daniel. And, sometimes you just got to let these things go.
That's true. Well, time of possession being dominated by the second string offense here for Clay County. They took over very early in this fourth quarter. And I think they took over at the start of this fourth quarter. Right now, 6:35 and ticking here in the fourth. Clay County does lead 49-0. So the Dogs are going to host the second round of the playoffs here at John Peebles Field next week. Whipple game go final, Coach, yet?
It is not. It's 38-13 now.
Okay, pretty safe to say it'll be the Whipple Tigers coming.
Worm Smith.
Yeah, Worm Smith on the carry. That play originated at the 44. Oh, we've got a helmet rolling. Young Caden Strong's lost his helmet and perhaps his glasses. The Clay County faithful did not like whatever happened. I missed it.
You know, we've seen a lot of cheapiness tonight, Daniel, and no flags for unsportsmanlike or anything like that. But we do finally see one on the John Peebles Field.
Well, Thomas, we've both been there as players. You realize you're playing the last game of your career if you're a senior on this Sail Creek squad. And
Worm picked up about 6 on that one, Daniel?
Yes, he got exactly 6. Play started at the 44. It's now at midfield at the 50. As we mentioned, Sail Creek came in here tonight 4-6, gain of 6.
I interrupted your thought by asking you a yard.
That's good. Just frustration. You know, you work hard all season. And you realize it's coming to an end, and real emotional when you're on the receiving end of a game like this. As I mentioned, if you're a senior for Sail Creek right now, your 4-year trek's coming to an end. 35-yard line now, the spot at the Panther end of the field. Short field, Worm Smith again on the carry. He's off left side behind Jess Cox and others. Advances up to the 28. Might be closer to the 27.
You know, that's the first time we've seen Worm carry the ball this year, I think, Daniel. We saw it quite a bit last season. He's got some skills there at that running back, and that's one thing that Clay County's going to be looking for next year.
Yeah, yeah. Markham, Kerr, being gone, Arms, those three combined for the lion's share of the carries. That time, Smith loses his footing, comes down short. Ball's retreated now to the 28, loss of one. That time for Worm. Ball at the Panther 28, 4 minutes left in this first round contest. Video being provided tonight by Eco Panels of Tennessee. I know we've said that a lot, but it was our intention to do so. Very thankful for them for providing that for us here tonight. As we mentioned several times, there are fees associated with live streaming these playoff contests. We were asked earlier tonight to give a big shout out to our listener, Vivian Watson. Forgot to do that, doing that right now. Longtime employee here at Clay County High School, and another individual who's a big fan and follower of the Bulldogs, and she listens, it's my understanding, every time, whether it's basketball, football, if we were broadcasting a Marvel match that Clay County High School students were involved in, she would be listening, and want to say hello to her and hope she's doing well.
I'll concur with you, Daniel. I miss seeing her face around the campus, that's for sure. And, you know, we've got a lot of listeners out there that rely on this, that can't necessarily make it out to the games and get to keep up with Bulldog football due to the Horizon Sports Network. And it's all thanks to our sponsors. We can't thank them enough. We say it in a pregame show every week, but we don't get an opportunity to say it much live during a football game. These sponsors have been with us from the very beginning, and they just keep sticking with us.
They do. Very thankful to them. Another penalty, believe it or not.
You know, again, I mean, you know, I know this is a crew, a playoff crew from out of town, that kind of thing, but just let these young men play here. There's a little less than 3 minutes to go. Clay County's ahead 49-0. Let's see some football instead of some officiating.
Braden Allred on the jet sweep. Play originated at the Clay County 38-yard line, where it was 3rd and 13. Allred going to lose yards. They're going to spot him at the 42, so a loss of four for Braden. 2 minutes and ticking here, 49-0. Clay County has scored once here in the second half. It was 42-0 at halftime. Of course, we'll be doing the CarQuest postgame show coming up right when this one goes final. We'll announce the TDS top performer on there, do another budget pest control scoreboard update. Ball now at the Panther 42, where it's still freshman quarterback Nolan Adams in the gun. Adams to throw, releases deep downfield, targeting Allred. And it's caught. What a catch by Allred. Good coverage there by the Panthers. It was number 18, Damon Sexton, the freshman defensive back on the coverage, but Braden Allred reaching over the top, hauling it in. Ball now sits after the big completion at the Panther 15. 105 and ticking. Started at the 48, I believe. Is that what we called?
42 is what you called.
Well, if I said it, it was right. First and 10, snaps wide, picked up by Worm Smith. He runs off left side, picks up five, gets up around the 10. That could be the last play of the contest. 40 seconds and ticking. There is a 3 second difference in the play clock and the game clock, so Clay County going to snap one more time. Pick up of 6-7 for Worm. The ball has been placed at the 9. Gain of 6, making it 2nd and 4. Dog offense comes to the line one more time for a victory formation kneel down. Adams takes a knee three, two, and one. Clay County, big winners, 49-0 over Sail Creek here in the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. They earned the right to be here at home again against the Whipple Tigers 1 week from tonight. Stay with us here for the CarQuest postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show. Clay County big winners tonight, 49-0 over Sale Creek. They move to 10-1 on the season. They are the number one seed out of Region 4A, and they'll be here at home next Friday night against the Whitwell Tigers, the number two seed out of Region 3. First time since 1991 that Bulldog football will host a second-round playoff game. Pretty cool stuff, Thomas.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's historic stuff, and you know, this game went just like we thought it would, as Clay County came out and took care of business just like they should. The first step in their mission that they've had set, Coach Bruce Lamb set, to start this season. And, you know, that leadership has really inspired this team, and they probably didn't need it.
Well, you know, this group of seniors, we've talked a lot about them, 35 wins tonight. Now in their careers, as we mentioned earlier, ties them with only two other groups, the football seniors of the fall of 90 and 91, to ever win 35 games. So they've got the opportunity now to play next week to be the all-time winningest group that's ever came through Bulldog football. So, once again, pretty special stuff.
Yeah, and that's not just Clay County High School. That's like you said, the Golden Crusaders, the Bulldogs from Salina High School, and, you know, the last couple of decades here at Clay County High School. So, Very impressive bunch of guys. We can't talk about them enough, but I'm fixing to talk about them again. Daniel, total Bulldog domination defensively, pitched another shutout, 49-0 here. I'm not sure how many that is this year, but it's several.
Four shutouts.
Four shutout, and a lot of the others would have been, but we had touchdowns scored on reserves. But so defense dominated for Coach Mike Dickerson. Offense dominated for Coach Jimmy Maynard as, you know, the stars of the night. Alec Kerr, first offensive play, a touchdown.
Yeah.
42 yards out. Joseph Markham, the next guy getting on it, 21-yard touchdown. Then Arms found senior John Hamilton, his first score of this season. And so all seniors to start. Hamilton had the 8-yarder, and then Alec Kerr did his thing again. Shell Creek made the mistake of punting it to him, and he had a 62-yard punt return touchdown. And then we see the sophomore, the young guy, getting in on it. We've seen him throw touchdowns. We've seen him have pick sixes. We saw him scoot 71 yards to the house. Nate Adams with a rushing touchdown, and how impressive was that? And then Keaton Arms finding Alec Kerr before the break with a 51-yard score, and Clay County led 42-0 at halftime.
Yeah, and those weren't sustained drives, as you just talked about. They were one-play drives, punt return touchdowns. It was coming in chunks. Clay County just really showing out tonight, like we knew they would.
Yeah, Clay County only ran 16 offensive plays in that first half and scored 42 points.
Efficient. Well, you know, they came into the night scoring 43.3 a game, and they outdid themselves tonight.
They did, and then the capper, Joseph Markham, another highlight run for him early in that third quarter, 52 yards to the house for your final score of 49-0. So not much a game summary there, Daniel, except for major highlights from these amazing Clay County athletes.
No doubt. Coach Edwards, you want to go ahead and give some Sail Creek stats? Is that something you're prepared to do? We'll give you time to get your headset back on.
Always prepared, Daniel. Always prepared. Sail Creek stats. Sail Creek only ran 4 plays in the second half. So 37 total plays for 103 total yards on the night. Penalty yards for Sail Creek, 10 penalties for 74 total yards. Clay County, 8 penalties for 60 yards. But a lot of those were cleanup penalties in the fourth quarter, and like Thomas said, you know, let them play some football.
Well, you know, maybe the biggest stat of the night, that second string Clay County offense, controlling the clock for the entirety of the fourth quarter.
They did. The officials helped them out there.
They did.
No doubt.
Going to go ahead and play one more promo here on the Carquest post-game show. We're going to come back for the final time tonight, give those big gaudy Clay County stamps, announce the TDS top performer, and do one final budget pest control scoreboard update. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Carquest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. Proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live for the final time tonight, Clay County moves to 10-1 on the season with their big 49-0 win over the Sail Creek Panthers. Time now for Thomas to share with us those Clay County stats.
Daniel, Clay County racked up 452 yards on 31 offensive plays with 6 touchdowns overall, 23 rushes for 338, 4 touchdowns, 2 quarterbacks were 4 for 8 for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns. Then you had the special teams TD, the punt return touchdown, for a total of 7 for Clay County. Let's start with rushing. A lot of ball carriers tonight. We saw Worm Smith come in and carry the ball 4 times for 19 yards. Braden Allred had 1 carry for negative 4. Nolan Adams had 2 carries for 17 yards. Alec Kerr, 3 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown.
That's 25 yards a touch.
That is. Jimmy Burchett, he also does 20 yards a touch. He had 1 for 21. But you can't beat this average. Nate Adams, 1 carry, 71 yards for a touchdown. Keaton Arms, 3 carries for 13 yards. And your leading rusher, Joseph Markham, 8 carries, 122 yards, 2 touchdowns. He just keeps getting better and better.
He does. He passed up some guys on that single-season rushing list tonight. We'll have that updated then next week, share all that stuff.
Passing tonight, we saw Keaton Arms go 3 for 5 for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm sorry, 3 for 6. 3 for 6, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nolan Adams, 1 for 2 for 27 yards. Receiving, we saw Kerr, 2 catches, 79 yards and a touchdown. John Hamilton, 1 8-yard touchdown catch. And Braden Allred, 1 27-yard reception.
Glad to see John getting to the end zone. That's something we've tried to do several times. He almost did it defensively. Redbone Springs, I think, when he scooped up one. But, of course, he had scored in his career prior, but
sure.
Nice to see that tonight.
Yeah, reward the man for playing in the trenches for so long and giving a great effort. He had a great effort tonight defensively. He didn't lead the way, but he had 4 tackles and a fumble recovery. Joseph Markham, also 4 stops, a sack, and a tackle for loss. I'm going to have to check these so I'll know what I'm doing, Daniel. And Leighton Brown, 1 stop. He got it on special teams on the opening kickoff. Weston Birdwell got a start and 2 stops tonight. McElroy had 3 tackles, a tackle for loss. Hunter Kyle, 4 stops, a tackle for loss. Alec Kerr, 5 stops, and the punt return touchdown. Jimmy Burchett, 3 tackles. Worm Smith also got the start at inside linebacker. 4 tackles, tackle for loss, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. He did all of that on 1 play.
Yeah, he played well tonight.
Yeah. Wyatt Browning, his first tackle, it really wasn't a tackle, it was a sack. It was better than a tackle. Played just a couple of snaps on defense and had a sack. Waylon Cherry had 1 tackle. Hayden Adams had 1 tackle. And your tackle leader, he moved inside to play middle linebacker. Keaton Arms, 8 stops. And a forced fumble on defense.
Impressive night for him. While we're talking about Keaton, let's go ahead and talk about tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you as always by TDS Disposal. We settled in tonight on the night of a lot of stars, settled in on Keaton Arms. He's had a great career, and he extended that greatness tonight. We talked about it, led the team defensively with 8 tackles. He's so good defensively. We talked about it through the broadcast. He's played outside linebacker this year. He goes back to what I'm going to call his home inside, because that's where he played in his younger years. He started at linebacker inside as a freshman. Played it as a sophomore. Missed a lot of his junior campaign. But he is so good in there. He's around 6'2", 225 pounds. The way he moves and the force that he hits with, he's I would not want to be the ball carrier. I'll say that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, defensively, you saw the instinct that Keaton Arms has on that side of the ball tonight. He knew where the play was going. He reacted, and he blew it up every single 8 times. They were all solo stops. Keaton Arms one-on-one with the ball carrier, and he's bringing him to the ground. But it's not just that. You know, Keaton Arms has played 3 games in a row, and he's played the best 3 games of his career, I think.
Offensively speaking,
both
he's throwing.
Sides, both sides. You know, he's thrown for over 100 yards in his last 3 games since his return, 6 or 7 touchdowns. He's ran the ball with power. He's been so sharp since he returned from that month-long layoff, Daniel. And I think that's the focus of Keaton Arms. That's the leadership of Keaton Arms. And, you know, he just provides that spark for this team, that calm. And you just can't beat what he does when he's at running the show for Clay County.
Here's a good stat. A couple old quarterbacks like us appreciate this. On the season coming into tonight, he had thrown 10 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions.
Sure.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I know one of them did. Could be that both of them came in the opening game of the year at Jackson County. I know one of them did. He has been very safe with the football this year, and that's the sure sign of a mature quarterback when he's making good decisions with it, as he's been doing there. Coach Edwards, thoughts on Keaton, his performance tonight, and just in general?
Well, just to echo kind of what you guys have said, I thought the last 3 games he really played his best of his career in both sides of the ball, and his maturity and his leadership has really shown through, I think, his senior year, and in particular the last 3 games. So, you know, that's a good sign for this team when you have him doing that, and these other 8 seniors around him. That's, we're a hard draw for anybody.
I agree.
We are. And you got to go. I know it wasn't in this game, but you have to go back to last Friday night. Keaton Arms, you know, Gorns was running it down their throat, banging away. We needed one play. And who'd it come down to? Keaton Arms made that one play to seal the biggest victory in, I don't know, 30 years, you know, for this team. And I think that's what you see. Another thing we haven't talked about, and I've mentioned several times throughout the broadcast this year, that I see as an old quarterback, an old option quarterback.
Yeah.
His decisions on these read options, his decisions on the outside option, it's that experience that shows through on those. He makes great reads. He gives it to Joseph when he needs to. He pulls it when he needs to. Same thing on the outside option. That's something that the normal football fan might not understand or even see, but I recognize how hard that is and how great he does it.
His calm demeanor wins through in those situations. He don't get flustered. You don't see him out there willy-nilly. You know, he's always in control, especially in those situations you just talked about. Tonight's TDS top performer, Keaton Arms, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, you've been compiling a lot of info over there. Time for this final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Yeah, I got a whole page full of scores here. Some of them are final, others are not. The last one I've got on Westmoreland and Meigs, 16-12. Ooh. Meigs closing the gap in the third quarter. That one's probably likely over, or at least in the fourth quarter by now. Whitwell 38, Joe Burns 13, fourth quarter. I would say that one's probably over now.
That surprises me. I mean, I know Whitwell had the record. I didn't think they were that good.
That's a Joe Burns team that legitimately battled the Gordonsville Tigers to a 14-7 final score. So, Whitwell, I kind of wrote them off all year. Certainly, it's going to be a tough game next Friday night here at John Temple's Field.
Upperman 17, Chattanooga Central 7. That was a halftime score. Don't have an update on that one. I'm looking for any others. 52-10, South Pitt over Red Bullen in the fourth quarter. We'll add that one up with Gordonsville 49, Lookout Valley 8. So Gordonsville will be traveling to South Pitt, which we all thought that would happen. So that game is on for next week.
Yeah, I expect the Tigers to win that contest. I'm sure we'll pick it next week on the Kirkwest pregame show.
I think that
goes back to the fact we've seen the Tigers. I mean, everybody talks about South Pitt being down. They talked about them being down last year. They went and won a state title. It's playoff football time. That's when the Pirates rise up, guys. That's going to be a battle down there.
It is. If we weren't playing, I'd like to be there watching
that. Me too.
You know? Smith County advances 41-0 over Sycamore. Sweetwater defeats Grundy 35-6. Monterey advances 40-6 over Happy Valley. Stone 37-0 over Hickson. Tyner 47-14 over Trousdale. York 60-8 over Cumberland Gap. York's playing good last couple games after
Clay County.
Good team. I mean, they're a good team. I felt like the Bulldogs got on them quick and kept them down. Never gave them a chance to really show what they were.
Well, I think that game, 44-14, the final, I think that's just a testament to how good our Bulldogs are.
I agree.
I think they'd been all season, you know, maybe people doubt them a little bit because of what we called the bad schedule,
right.
Soft schedule, easy schedule, whatever you want to call it. And they wanted to prove something that night, and they did.
Yeah.
Red Bank 21, Macon 14, that's a final. East Hamilton 21, DeKalb 14, that one's a final.
Ooh.
All these others, I've compiled all these others because they're all single-A schools.
Okay.
And so we're starting West Tennessee, Booker T. Washington 24, Hall 6. I don't know that either one of those will be a threat. Mace 50, West Carroll 0. Mace, a team out of Memphis that's 11-0 right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, they're ranked in the top five all year right there with McKenzie and Fayetteville. They're as far as statewide, they're one of the favorites too.
Yeah.
Peabody 35, Bluff City 0. Lake County 36, Middle College 6. Dresden 45, Eagleville 14. Dresden, one of those teams that you hear
yeah.
about in West Tennessee a lot. Cloudland 38, Oakdale 28, Coalfield 56-6 over North Green.
And those are kind of the two out of the Northeast that we expect to maybe advance to that semifinal round.
But yeah, they should meet for a third round matchup. Those
right.
two. Unica over Greenback 44-20. I think that's kind of a surprise game for some people because my friend from Coalfield was planning on. He was talking about playing Greenback
really?
In the second round. Now they've got Unica.
Well, historically speaking, just as far as the strength of program, yeah, Unica not known for strong football. Greenback, you know, there's been times they've given South Pitt all they wanted, like in third round matchups.
Yeah, and that's very similar to the Whitwell Joe Burns to me. You know, I expected
yeah.
to see Joe Burns here. You know, very similar going on in that region.
Yeah.
Oliver Springs 35, Cosby 21. McKenzie 63, Wayne County 0. Now, Wayne County's a good team. I think they were 8-2, and they played Fayetteville closer than anybody all season. So that's a pretty good statement win for McKenzie.
Yep.
Fayetteville 75, South Fulton 28.
Well, here's what I know. You've got Mace, Dresden, McKenzie,
Fayetteville.
Guess what, folks? We wouldn't see none of them unless it was in Chattanooga in a state title game, and only one of them can be there.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of good teams in the West, but we ain't got to worry about none of it this moment in time, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
The final scoreboard update of the night brought to you by Budget Pest Control. All killing done professionally.
Folks, we're thrilled that you tuned in to us and listening to that. We're thankful for all of our sponsors, particularly Eco Panels of Tennessee, who was able to provide that live stream video for us tonight. Big thank you to Matt Adams, who runs that camera for the Russell Richardson C Club. Coach Edwards.
And one more person. Again, Sean, the Total Package Mosier, out there firing those fireworks off. He's from, I believe he's from Cleveland, Ohio, he told me.
He had an active night tonight, too, with those 49 points being put up. That's about as hard as those UT male cheerleaders who do the push-ups for every point. The ball score, you know, he's got his work cut out for him, lighting those fuses down there, too. Well, folks, for Matt Adams, for Thomas Weaver, for Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night. We'll see you next Friday.